the clowns. It's clown country today. Today. This has been one of the worst displays, the nature of this clown country I've ever seen. From a hearing on the assassination of Donald Trump, where only maybe 25% of the hearing was actually about the assassination attempt of Donald Trump, to His Excellency, that's a quote from the speaker, His Excellency Benjamin Netanyahu. No, keep the clown music. Oh, yeah, I want that on. Yeah, come on. His Excellency Netanyahu gets more security, more protection, and more attention than anyone else ever by the U.S. Congress. More attention, more security than Donald Trump. More attention, more security than January 6th. He's just number one. He's His Excellency. Oh, my, yes. And then I got protesters outside tearing down the American flag. And then they tell Trump, oh, you can't have rallies anymore. They're too big. And we just can't secure them. And then they turn this entire hearing, where we're begging for answers, and they turn it into a political stunt, a political charade, begging for gun control, talking about Russia stealing elections, claiming the COVID lab leak was a conspiracy theory, a hoax. What are we here to talk about? All right, so let's go live. Let's pick this up live. We're going to continue live coverage of the hearing ongoing right now with FBI Director Christopher Wray on the attempt to assassinate Donald Trump. Go ahead. Send in the clowns. Give me the clown audio. Now give me the hearing audio. Come on.
They had people coordinating, working with each other and talking with each other because they knew it was a risk. So we chose a site that was difficult. The president did, and I thought it was a great site. But nevertheless, the law enforcement responded properly. Something went wrong here. You can't blame this on Donald Trump as well.
Oh, they have been. The Democrats blamed it all on Trump. They blamed the assassination attempt on Trump.
Law enforcement to make sure that he was safe, period. And I'm sure you'll find out why. On another tangent here, you know, I've got to wonder how many qualified people were passed in order for Director Cheadle to get her 30% quota. That's a lousy way to run an agency, especially when it's dealing with law enforcement, to say we've got to have 30% of anything. And I worry about these practices because it's policy over protection. And Director Wray, I know that some things were left to you. I understand that. But one of your early acts on the Biden presidency was hiring the FBI's very first chief diversity officer. And since that time, and even before your time, and you're going to disagree with me, but respectfully, I'm going to disagree with you. Recruitment standards under your lead has resulted in deterioration in many areas, including physical fitness, illicit drug use, financial irregularities, mental health issues, full-time work experience, and integrity. And I know you dismissed them, but in October 2023, they are a prestigious group of retired FBI special agents and analysts both express concern regarding the FBI's willingness to recruit agents that, quote, I'm not saying this, they said it, not me, can't even pass the new relaxed standards for fitness, who are illiterate in some cases and need lessons, educational lessons, don't want to work weekends or after hours, their words, and have serious disabilities or mental health issues, which is not the place for them. Most of your agents are great people. I love them. I love them for what they do. I'm not criticizing most. But these new standards, don't you think this is a hindrance and reduces the morale of the vast majority of good people that you have in the FBI?
So this is a perfect example of the clown country we're in. We're sitting here talking about standards, which is an obvious issue. Yeah, they lowered the standards to be a federal agent. They lowered the standards to be a Secret Service agent so that they can have more women in charge or whatever. Yeah, that's an obvious thing. Duh. Can we get serious here for a second? Somebody just tried to blow Trump's head off. And nobody's even asking the questions that we need answers to. Now nobody's even there. I mean, this is a joke.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Birth defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the InfoWars War Room. Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, your election headquarters, with 104 days till the presidential election. The fastest 3 hours on the internet is actually going to be the fastest 6 hours on the internet today. Because we're going live for 6 hours. Now, I got a ton of stuff to cover in my 3 hours. I got Roger Stone coming up. I got John Cullen coming back on to talk about his further response to the hearings and everything else. I got the hearing going live right now. We're going to go back to that. This thing has been a clown show. I got Netanyahu being called His Excellency by the Speaker in the House. What an embarrassment. King Netanyahu, the man that owns Congress. It's just disgusting. And then I got protesters outside tearing down the American flag. I am in clown country. I am just short of missing my red afro, my big red nose. I do have my horn. Maybe I need one of those little lapels that squirts water in your eye. I mean, I should just go full clown country with what I'm witnessing today. And then the hearing that's supposed to be about the assassination attempt on Donald Trump, we have a lot of questions. About 25% of it, maybe less, was even about that. Probably less, actually. Most of it was Democrats grandstanding for gun control. Most of it was Democrats blaming right-wingers for political violence, blaming Trump for the assassination attempt. And then Republicans trying to go outside the lines, talking about diversity or other. I mean, this is just ridiculous. And then the only 5 minutes that was like rock solid was Thomas Massie's. You can't even find it anywhere. Matt Gaetz was probably pretty good. So you had Massie that gets an A, then you had Gaetz that gets a B, and then, of course, the Democrats attack Gaetz and claim he's a sex abuser. I mean, this whole thing is a clown show. Meanwhile, we don't get hardly any answers. Now, we did get a couple interesting answers. Of the hours of the hearing, we have had a couple of answers. I'll give those to you momentarily, but let's go back live to this clown show. We'll cover this thing till it's over. I mean, can we get anything? Please, we have questions about the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. Obvious questions. Can we get anything from the FBI director who's now running the investigation? We go back live.
Not involved in the physical security of the rally. That's, you know, we come in as the investigators afterwards.
Oh, my gosh, this has already been covered.
Our investigation is an investigation of the shooter and his attack. There are separate investigations. The Inspector General of DHS and this outside independent panel that's been announced that would be looking at the Secret Service's performance. And those, I think, will be important to trust and confidence, if you will, in Secret Service. But from the FBI perspective, we can't promise that everybody's going to like the results of what we do, right? What we can promise is that we're going to do our best to do the work in the right way. That's all we can do. And so I keep telling our folks every day, on this and on everything else, our focus has to be, we got to do the work in the right way. We got to make sure we do the work in the right way, and then no matter who likes it, because everything we do, somebody doesn't like it.
And it's a credibility issue at this point. Do the American people trust what the FBI and the DOJ is going to tell them? And, you know, that's the thing with this. When I was early on, and I've only been here about 3.5-4 years now, but the American people was the fear of the weaponization of government. So now we have this issue. Tucker Carlson asked the president, he said, are you afraid they'll kill you? And I remember that interview, and I thought, wow, I can't believe he went there. But here we are. And so as we work through this process, I think it's so important, and I think the chairman hit on this, is the audio of the shooter. You've interviewed the sniper, the Secret Service sniper that took out the target. Was he waiting on a green light? What was going on, and why did Mr. Crooks have a chance to get off 8 rounds? And we knew he was on the rooftop. I don't know for how long, but we know he was a marked target. So was he trying to get the green light, and was somebody not giving it to him?
So, again, the performance, the adequacy of the performance of Secret Service will be the subject of the Inspector General investigation and this outside
independent
panel.
Answer the question.
What I can tell you, and I'm glad you asked the question, because this goes to something that we that was part of an earlier exchange. The first time that anybody from law enforcement saw the subject on the roof was a few minutes before the shooting. Not with a gun. They didn't at that point.
Right.
They didn't.
Right.
But they local law enforcement a few minutes before saw him on the roof and started radioing.
Did he have a backpack going up the roof?
We haven't found anybody yet who saw him climbing up the roof. The reason why I've talked about how we think he got on the roof is that's based on forensic, our evidence response to and forensic analysis, not getting into all the details, footprints and things like that, that we can, fingerprints, et cetera, that we can see how he got on. But we don't have an eyewitness at the moment who saw him climbing up. So a few minutes before the shooting, local law enforcement saw him on the roof. Again, no weapon identified at that point.
This is crazy.
A few seconds before the shooting is when the law enforcement officer that I've talked about already was assisted by another officer who saw up on the roof, saw the shooter in a prone shooting position with the gun.
How long did that happen before?
That sighting, that is the first time, to my knowledge, the first time anybody from law enforcement saw him with a weapon, that is seconds before he shot at President Trump.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I yield back.
So did the counter-sniper not see the bad guy, the shooter, until after he fired a shot?
You mean until after the subject fired a shot?
Until after the shooter?
I don't know the answer to that. It's possible we've already determined that, but as I sit here right now, I don't have that. But I can,
I think that's the logical next question with where the gentleman from Alabama's question was going. The gentleman from California is recognized for 5 minutes.
Finally, some legitimate question and answers.
How close did the assassin's bullet come to killing President Trump?
My understanding is that either it or some shrapnel is what grazed his ear. So I don't know that I have the actual
very, very
distance.
Close, though.
What's that?
Very, very close, you would agree.
Yes.
Is this the biggest security failure that you've seen in your career?
Ooh. Well, certainly I think former Director Cheadle has already, acknowledged that this was a significant operational failure. I forgot her exact words, but I will defer on that. I think
we really haven't seen
itself.
Anything like this in at least decades in this country, right?
The attempted assassination of a president, current or former, is a historic event.
Was this a sophisticated plot that Thomas Crooks carried out?
Well, I think probably depends on your definition of sophisticated, right? So on the one hand, he's a 20-year-old, seems to, from what we've seen so far, loner, without a lot of elaborate criminal history, without any criminal history or anything like that. On the other hand, He did clearly do some level of planning and recon.
When did the planning start, to the best of your knowledge?
What's that?
When did the planning start?
Well, we're still drilling into that, but we know, we assess that that on July 6th,
so a week in advance.
For example, it seems to be that he seems to become very focused on it, because that's when, as I've testified here today, that's when the laptop that we've tied to him has the Google search. How far away was Oswald from Kennedy?
I mean, that seems like an indication of a total amateur, right? Someone who's searching for that, and he's doing it a week in advance.
Again, I don't want to characterize him. I frankly don't want to give him the credit of characterizing him as amateur or professional. But what I will say is that there are some things he did that involve a certain amount of planning and preparation. On the other hand, if you're telling me, do I think this is the most sophisticated ever? Of course not. We deal with much more sophisticated adversaries all the time.
And you probably prepare for more sophisticated plans to target high-level officials.
I'm sorry, could you...
You probably prepare for more sophisticated plans to target high-level officials, correct?
We don't do physical security, but yes, obviously we're investigating much more sophisticated attacks all the time.
How about the encrypted applications on his phone? Were those there for a while, or did he download them, in the days or weeks leading up to the assassination attempt?
I don't have the answer to that sitting here right now. I think it may vary from platform to platform, because he had a number of encrypted messaging apps on it. And again, as I've said, we're trying to get access to that content. And that's important. I think it's important for everybody on this committee to understand that this is a real problem for law enforcement. That these companies, let's be clear here, these companies are designing their platforms in a way to, no matter how heinous the crime, no matter how rock solid the legal process,
I'm running out of time,
get access.
So I want to get the next question. At this moment, are you confident that high-level protectees, presidents, former presidents, are well protected?
Well, it's not really for me to say. I have a lot of respect for the men and women of the Secret Service who provide protection, just as I do for their counterparts at other agencies.
You can't say one way or the other, your assessment as director of the FBI, whether the president is safe?
I'm not an expert on protective details and physical security. What I would tell you is that we have a very robust system for sharing threat information with those agencies, and that in my experience, the men and women of the Secret Service are professionals who are hardworking, who are literally willing to take a bullet for their protectee.
You mentioned a thwarted assassination attempt against former President Bush. Are there any other thwarted assassination attempts against current or former presidents that you could discuss?
Not that immediately come to mind, but, you know, I'd have to go back and think about that. I mean, obviously we've been around for a while, and current and former presidents are high-profile targets who are attractive to all kinds of bad guys.
There's also been reports that the shooter's parents called local law enforcement to say he was missing on the day of the shooting. Is that correct? And if so, is that something that you would see as a sort of a natural thing for them to do? It seems like a 20-year-old who's been missing for a few hours, maybe his parents don't, first thing they do, call the police. What was going on with that situation?
So my recollection, I don't have this in front of me, my recollection is they did call, concerned that he was missing. My recollection, though, is that they didn't call until, this was after the event. But I'm not certain of that, so I want to, hedge on that slightly, because I have to get back to you to be confirmed.
How are you
that.
Not certain
I
of
believe
that
part of the issue was that...
10 days later, how do you not know that?
When he last saw his father, he, I think, indicated to his father that he was going to shoot at the range. And then, of course, he didn't go to the range, and he didn't come back from that. And so I think that may have added to the level of concern.
Thank you. I yield back.
Gentleman yields back. Gentlelady from Wyoming is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Director Ray, I'm going to go a little bit different route with my questioning. In testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee in December of last year, you stated that the FBI is, quote, especially concerned about the possibility of Hamas supporters engaging in violence on the group's behalf, end quote, and that the threat from a, quote, terrorist organization who may exploit the attacks in Israel as a tool to mobilize their followers around the world.
Go ahead and pot that down, then. I'm not here to hear about Hamas or Israel. Thank you.
Representative Hageman. This is a hearing on the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. And so, great. Now we're dealing with the Israel-Palestine conflict again. Yay. Can't get enough of that. Trying to figure out what led to a bullet nearly blowing Trump's head off. But hey, let's talk about Israel-Palestine because, you know, just that just dominates everything. That's just the biggest issue in the world, isn't it? So we'll come back to that. Now, this thing started at 10 a.m. They took a recess early on because there was another legislative process. That recess lasted about 30 minutes. They came back. They were on for another hour or so. They took another recess to go listen to His Excellency, the King of Congress, the man that owns Congress, Netanyahu. And then they recently just got back as we went on 20 minutes ago. And for the most part, there has virtually been nothing given to us from this hearing. Virtually nothing. The only thing of any value that we've gotten from this press conference are that they have recovered 8 bullet casings from the roof where the shooter was. That's about the biggest thing we've gotten. They still can't even give us a story on the ladder. They did confirm he had a ladder, but then they can't say if it was in the car or if it was somewhere on the grounds. What? So you know there was a ladder, but you don't know where you found it. It's not like the shooter moved it after he's dead. So explain that one to me. Okay, he did have a ladder, but we don't know where it was, but it wasn't in the car and it wasn't set up for him to climb on the roof. But you don't know where it was. 10 days later, into the investigation, you don't know where the ladder was. You found it. You know there was a ladder, but you don't know where it was. Explain that to me. Then Ray says that he has sat down with the counter-sniper team that killed the shooter. But then he says he doesn't know when the counter-sniper had the shooter in his sight. Well, how do you not know that? That seems like a pretty imperative question to ask him, pretty big piece of information to ask him about when did you have the shooter in your sight. Couldn't give us that answer. And perhaps more ridiculous, Ray, when asked where was the counter sniper located that shot the man on the roof, he said he didn't know. He said he didn't know. How do you not know that? Seems like, let's see, if I'm sitting down with the man that killed the would-be assassin, what are the most important pieces of information I want to get out of that investigation? Where were you stationed, and when did you know he was on the roof? I mean, is that not 1-2? Would that not be number 1, number 2? And he says he doesn't know. How does he not know that? So was it the counter-sniper team that was located on the rooftops behind Donald Trump? Or was it the counter-sniper team that was located on the rooftop on the other side of the fairgrounds of the shooter? He doesn't know. But he talked. He did an extensive interview with the counter-sniper that took out the would-be assassin. But he doesn't know that or when he had him in his sights. How is that possible? Now, that's pretty much it. As far as relative new information from this hearing about the attempted assassination that's been hours long, that's pretty much all we've gotten, folks. The rest of this hearing has been about Democrats pushing gun control. The rest of this hearing has been about Democrats claiming that Russia is going to steal the election. I kid you not. The rest of this hearing has been about Democrats claiming that the lab leak hoax dealing with COVID-19 was a hoax, and what is the FBI doing about it? Yeah, that's what they spent their time on, folks. COVID-19, Russia stealing elections, and gun control. Oh, and they also blamed Republicans for all the political violence, and they blamed Trump for his own assassination attempt. That's what the Democrats spent their time on. And then the Republicans just kind of fluffed around asking about diversity and just not digging into any of the issues that we needed to get answers on. Now, the best 5 minutes was from Thomas Massie. The second best 5 minutes was from Matt Gaetz. Jim Jordan proposed some good questions but didn't get any answers. So maybe I'll try to find the full 5 minutes of Massey. I know that the full 5 minutes of Gates has been posted. But this thing has been a clown show. This I wouldn't say it was as bad as Monday's hearing. Monday's hearing was still much worse. But still, the fact that we have another hours-long hearing and we can't get any new information. They say he was connected to a laptop. We got that. Okay, he was connected to a laptop. They talked about what he was searching. Okay, suspicious stuff he was searching. But nothing about what led up to the near assassination of Donald Trump. All right, we got a new speaker here in the hearing. Let's go back live.
Oswald's grandson must complete his contract, end quote. The United States Secret Service and the FBI said they would investigate the matter, and 5 months later, no more information has been released. I've also visited with Mr. Trump, and he has not received any information either. Why is that?
So as I sit here right now, I'm not familiar with the specific investigation, but I do know that we have had, unfortunately, quite a few investigations of threatening mailings and white powder letters and things like that. So I'm happy to drill into it and have us circle back to you and see if there's more information we can share about it.
Thank you. And would you maybe circle back to the Mr. Trump, Donald Jr.? I think they'd like an update as well.
Sure. I'm not familiar with the specifics, but I'm happy to have us look into it and get back to whoever we need to get back to.
Thank you. Next question. The Pittsburgh field office now handling the assassination attempt investigation. Is that right?
Their Pittsburgh field office is the lead office. We obviously have lots of, I think it's about half.
Oh, here's another piece of information. The state of Pennsylvania are handling the autopsy, and it's not finished. So that did come out earlier. That's relevant. The state of Pennsylvania is handling the autopsy, but it's not done yet.
This is the same office that botched the Hunter Biden laptop case. And they, in my view, and my constituents and many Americans, displayed a clear reluctance. That's a quote. Reluctance to really do any tasking, quote, effectively failing to investigate, according to the U.S. attorney on the case. My question is, how can we trust this office, and why does it keep reappearing in critical election-related investigations, or is that just dumb luck?
So I want to be a little bit careful on what I can say here, because some of what you're talking about relates to an ongoing investigation being led to by the special counsel, Mr. Weiss. But what I can tell you is that the Pittsburgh field office's involvement in the matter you're talking about was the choice to by the Attorney General Barr to have the U.S. Attorney and the FBI field office in Pittsburgh handle that particular matter. As to your summary or characterization of what U.S. Attorney, now former U.S. Attorney Brady, actually said, I'd have to see the whole context. I'm not quite sure that's what he said, but I think as to your overall question about confidence, what I would tell you is we have, that's the point I'm trying to make about the sheer breadth of our investigation. Yes,
the Bureau's district that covered up the Hunter Biden laptop is now investigating the assassination of Donald Trump. All right, great.
We are using the full might of the FBI, criminal and national security.
So, folks, we're about to go to a break here. And look, the FBI is supposedly in charge of this investigation now. But Secret Service, FBI, it doesn't even matter. They still don't even have a timeline, folks. The timeline that they're giving us, we've been able to maintain ourselves with just all the publicly available videos. They don't even know the official timeline of all of this stuff. Did he go on the roof with a gun? Did he go on the roof with a backpack? When was he first? I mean, it's just like, so the best we have is they had at least 10 minutes of a warning that there was a would-be shooter on the roof before they took him out. And that was after he fired 8 shots. I mean, come on.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burton effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System. System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Infowars.com/show.
Unmasking the elite's deceptions. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we still got a ton of other breaking news. I mean, if you put a skid mark on a gay pride flag painted on a street, you get hit with a hate crime and could spend years in prison. The leftist protesters today were allowed to completely desecrate all of Washington, D.C., different memorials, and they took down an American flag and burned it and then put up a Palestinian flag. Do you think they will be facing hate crimes or anything else? We'll have that coming up. I think the hearing and maybe is coming close to a close as Jim Jordan is about to speak. Let's go ahead.
Director, I guess I'm not clear exactly where all – you said there were HL casings on the roof, so 8 bullets were fired. We obviously know that Mr. Compratore lost his life. Two other rally-goers were injured, seriously injured, and then the one that hit President Trump. Does that account for – were some of these individuals hit multiple times? Where did all 8 bullets go is, I guess, my question.
I don't have that in front of me. I'm happy to circle back and get that to you.
Oh, my gosh.
Assuming we have that information yet.
How do you not have that?
As I said, I think with respect to former President Trump, there's some question about whether or not it's a bullet or shrapnel that, you know, that hit his ear. So it's conceivable, although as I sit here right now, I don't
know. You don't know what hit his ear?
Bullet, in addition to, you know, causing the grazing, could have also landed somewhere else. But I believe we've accounted for all of the shots and the cartridges. So let us get that.
It's my understanding that the very first one was the one that hit the president. Is that the very first shot, or is that not accurate?
As I sit here right now, I don't know the answer to that. I believe we know the answer to that. I just don't have it in front of me.
Okay.
Why don't you have that in front of you? That's what the hearing is about.
It seems to me that this bad guy, the shooter, was focused on President Trump. But you indicated that he purchased 50 rounds of ammunition, I believe, earlier that day. Do you have any indication thus far in your investigation that in addition to going after and trying to assassinate the former president, he was also looking to do a lot more damage to other individuals?
That's a hard question to answer. What I would say is I agree with you that his preparatory activity is what we've seen so far. The limited information that has been relevant and interesting mm-hmm. about his preparatory activity does seem to be that he had settled on former President Trump as a target and this rally as his moment to try to take a shot. In addition to the 50 rounds, of course, you have the issue of these explosive devices.
Right.
And so what else he may have had in mind is something that I think is very much of an open question. On the one hand, you have these explosive devices, including the one still back in his home, that wasn't in quite the same stage as the one in the vehicle. But he clearly had those explosive devices for some reason. And so we're trying to figure that out. As I've said before, you know, sometimes in these kind of situations, you find like a manifesto or something right. like that. It's frustrating to us, and I'm sure frustrating to you and the American people, that we haven't found anything quite like that. We'd love to have a roadmap that tells us exactly what he was thinking. We haven't found that yet. Doesn't mean we won't. We're looking all over the place, and we're going to leave no stone unturned.
Thank you. A gentleman from Texas is recognized.
So one of the most important pieces of information, and he can't give it.
Thank you, Director, for being here today. I know it's been a very long day, busy day on Capitol Hill, and also I want to apologize in advance if there's any repetitive questions from me. But I have to ask, given that our sitting president resigned from the campaign on Sunday and the Secret Service Director resigned yesterday, you don't plan on resigning anytime soon, do you, sir?
No, sir.
Good to go. Earlier today, you told this committee that you recovered 8 bullet cartridges from the roof next to the shooter. And given that testimony, I have 2 questions for you. How many shots were fired at President Trump, and how many shots were fired in total of the entire day? I know I keep hearing 8, but were there any more that were unaccounted for?
The best information I have right now is 8 shots. As to the sequence, I'm not sure I have that sitting here right now. As I said to the chairman, I'm going to go back to my team and see if we've got that nailed down yet. And if we have, I'm happy to share it with you and the rest of the committee.
Please do, sir. Thank you very much for that. You also mentioned that the shooter used encrypted messages to communicate. Specifically, do you know what apps or what apps he was using to communicate, and can you confirm if he was communicating with any foreign nationals through the encrypted messages?
So as to the names of the apps, I don't have that right here in front of me. As far as communicating with any foreign actors, I'll say 2 things. One, we haven't, as I think I've testified before, we have not, at the moment at least, identified any accomplices or co-conspirators, foreign or domestic. Sure. So that, as to foreign contacts, of course, that's part of why we want to get access
Correct.
To the encrypted messages, because that might tell us whether he'd been in contact with somebody.
Thank you. Let's talk about motive. I know the FBI has taken a lead role in investigating the assassination on President Trump. Your team has searched the shooter's phone, conducted countless interviews, and done extensive research into his motives. As of today, July 24th, 2024, do you and your team know the motive of the shooter or have any idea on what could have driven it?
Well, know and have any idea are two very different things.
Okay.
We do not know the motive. That is obviously one of the central questions in our investigation. And it's been very frustrating to us that a lot of the usual kind of low-hanging fruit places that we would find that have not yielded significant.
Yeah, no, well, we don't know the motive. Just the left calling him Hitler and racist and homophobic and going to destroy the country and everything. Yeah, but we don't know the motives.
And that in the period around July 6th, leading up to July 13th, he does seem to have become very focused on this particular rally and former President Trump. But exactly what his thought process was in doing that, that's something that's still very much under investigation.
I want to make something clear to the American people to try to help out what motive could be. And again, it's not my job to steer it, but here are some of my thoughts. I'm not sure about motive either, specifically, but I can tell you that after the assassination attempt, people on both sides have said that both parties need to tone down the rhetoric. But recently, just on Monday, in fact, President Biden called into the Harris campaign event and said that President Trump was a threat to democracy. Just take a look behind me at this these photos. This is a magazine cover of the New Republic from June 2024, published just 1 month before the assassination attempt on President Trump. In a tweet explaining the cover, the New Republic said this: "Today, we at the New Republic think we can spend this election year in one of two ways. We could spend it debating whether Trump meets the 9 or 17 points that define fascism, or we could spend it saying he's damn close enough and we'd better fight. We unreservedly choose the latter course." Now, sir, I know you said that the FBI doesn't have a clear motive yet, and you've explained that, but in your professional experience as an investigator, do you think that language like this could radicalize someone to engage in political violence?
I certainly understand the point of the question. What I would tell you is that respectfully, I don't think it's appropriate for me as FBI director to be characterizing or engaging in public commentary on specific people's rhetoric. And that's because it's not that I don't understand why you're raising the question, but I'm saying that in my role, I have to be very careful to make sure we speak through our work.
Oh, yeah.
We
God forbid you tell the truth about the Democrats.
Products, not the
God forbid you actually tell us what we already know.
Public square on different
why places. Anybody would want to kill Donald Trump, why they hate Donald Trump, and who's
for the record,
pushing that hate. I mean, God forbid.
On an American president, and I will be asking these same questions even if it were President Biden. And my message to the American people is that we need to do better. I yield back the rest of my time, and thank you for being here, sir. I know it's been a very long day.
Gentleman yields back.
All the Democrats have left the room, by the way. All of them.
Thank you, Chairman, and thank you, Director, for being here. Actually, it's refreshing. I was in the oversight hearing earlier this week, and although we don't have an idea on everything, your ability to come in here and actually give way more than Director Cheadle ever did is
More than zero. So, yeah.
Bipartisan frustrations exhibited in that particular hearing. I'm sure you've seen part of it. I want to follow up on a couple of lines of questions that I had with Director Cheadle that she actually answered, which was remarkable.
All right, we're going to pause it right here, and we'll pick this back up. I mean, this is just—it's just utter frustration. Why can't we get answers? And what is this deal? The FBI is not above Congress. Congress is above the FBI. That's the flow of power here. You don't withhold the information from Congress. You give the information to Congress. What the hell is going on?
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections, masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around. This stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Folks, I need to fund this place or we literally will not be on air. It's your support at InfoWars Store. All right, I'm just... Sorry, I'm really on one today because this is really frustrating to me. So I'm messing up my own microphone. All right, we're going to go back to this hearing here. I need to plug and I need to fund this place or this show literally will not be on air. So we hope you will support us by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's very important, especially considering this election cycle, how important it's going to be to keep InfoWars and our coverage on the air and this great team and these great guests, our audience, everything else. And so we make it easy because we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, you want to get a good night's sleep. I want to get a good night's sleep. Everybody wants to get a good night's sleep, but sometimes it's hard considering how crazy the world is. How busy your life is. You got 100 things running through your head. All the different issues that go on that lead to sleep problems. So we just come up with solutions. Now, we have a whole line of products. It's InfoWars MD, a whole line of top level when it comes to quality supplements. InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. But I'm telling you right now, if you're trying to get a good night's sleep and struggling, the product for you is Good Night Sleep. It's 25% off. It's Good Night's Sleep. It's got everything you need that's known to help you get a good night's sleep. Magnesium, melatonin, and other and other herbs to help restore and promote a healthy sleep cycle. So when I need to get a good night's sleep, I go to the products at InfoWarsStore.com, like Good Night Sleep, to do so. And it's very important. It's very important for you to get a good night's sleep. It's very important for you to fund InfoWars to keep us on air, and we just make it easy. So who doesn't want to get a good night's sleep? Who doesn't want to have sleep support, especially when it's harder to sleep at night? I say, oh, how do you sleep at night? Good night's sleep, InfoWarsStore.com. So that's just part of the InfoWars MD line. All InfoWars MD products, the entire line, 25% off right now. And that's just part of the Save InfoWars mega sale that's happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So help us stay on air in this important election cycle and get yourself a great product as well at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's go back live to the hearing. We do have the Massey sound. I got all kinds of other audio. Remember, folks, we're going to be live all night. We're going to be live all night. This is going to be extended coverage. Joe Biden is supposed to give a press conference tonight, his first press conference or his first address since dropping out of the race. Who knows what he's going to say or when he's going to show up, but we'll be live covering that deep into the night. So we have extended coverage tonight, but let's go back live to the hearing now.
Of, in some cases, double or triple the pace
of what
I could finish, sir, if I could finish, please. To a rate that is higher, you'd have to go back about a decade or so to find the number of Americans applying to be special agents that are currently applying.
Okay, so for the record, that 48,000 is probably wrong then in your eyes?
I don't know. I don't have the letter in front of me, but I'm not sure of is that we're comparing apple to apple in terms of time periods and everything else.
In advance of the Trump shooting, United States Secret Service Special Agent in Charge Tim Burke reportedly told law enforcement partners that NATO summit in Washington, D.C. limited his resources available to the Trump rally. The service has similar DEI hiring aims and failed their zero-fail mission to protect President Trump. Director Cheadle has since stepped down. Could the hyperfixation on hitting Biden administration's imposed DEI rules by causing the FBI and the federal law enforcement agencies to not only miss their prime candidates, but also potential threats?
Well, I can't speak to Secret Service's hiring practice. What I can tell you is that, in my view, diversity, like everything else, is something that has to be done in the right way. Just like everything else, there's a right way and a wrong way to achieve it. I think we can
have
achieved improvements in diversity.
We don't need answers about
at the same
who tried to kill Trump, but we need diversity. Yay!
We've been able to do that is because of the encouraging increase in the number of Americans applying to be special agents.
The investigation to the planting of pipe bombs at the RNC and DNC headquarters has been going on for over 3.5 years and will soon have lasted longer than the Biden presidency. I look forward to you proving yourselves because we haven't received any update right now on the Trump shooting since July 15th, and the people really need that. Can the public expect a more transparent and timely investigation into the attempted assassination of former President Trump?
I've been testifying here all day about the
investigation
into former attempted assassination.
You've answered like maybe 10% of the questions.
Briefings, and I've answered multiple questions.
We appreciate that because
that's what you were asking.
Well, it just seems like there hasn't been a press conference to the people to go through all the different details that were already presented today. And I'll just leave you with one final question. The government is not doing their job. Do you feel as the director that perhaps, like, not only the FBI but the Secret Service needs to have a complete reconstruction? Or do you think it's still put together the way that could best do its job?
The FBI that I see every single day, having visited all 56 of our field offices at least twice, many of them three times, the FBI that I see engaging with state and local law enforcement from all 50 states, that I hear about from prosecutors, judges, business leaders, community leaders, foreign partners, is an FBI that is respected, trusted, appreciated, and that is there for people.
But you don't know where the counter sniper was that fired the shot. You don't know the trajectory of the bullets, but that, okay, yeah, yeah. Because how could you know that? How could you? Because you're doing such a great investigation.
Appreciate your time, sir. Yield back to the chair.
Gentleman yields back. Director, I have just a couple quick questions, but I want to give to the ranking member a chance to say some remarks or questions, and then we'll be done.
Oh, is Nadler
back?
Thank
you, Mr. Chair. First, I'd like to say, as somebody when I grew up, I watched The Untouchables.
Oh,
and I think
Democrat
Elliot Ness
Cohen.
Would be proud of you. I don't know about Edgar Hoover, but Elliot Ness for sure. Let me ask you this. In Memphis,
we're talking TV shows now.
Put Memphis and Nashville's FBI together, kind of consolidated. and one office, and we have, I know you've worked with our U.S. attorney and others to work on the, our crime situation there, and it's gotten better. But is this change in the FBI relationship there where we're not going to have an office necessarily? Tell me how that's going to affect Memphis.
So I want to be very clear.
We're talking about Memphis now.
We're not leaving. We're not leaving.
Run by Democrats. One of the most dangerous cities in America, run by Democrats. We're talking about that now.
The songs are about people going to Memphis.
Nice. He's politically grandstanding now, trying to get reelected.
Recognizing population growth and the threat environment, we have instead taken, if you look across the state, instead of having two field offices in Knoxville and Memphis, we're creating a Tennessee division headquartered in the middle.
All right, let's just stop this and play the Thomas Massie clip. I don't need to talk about TV shows or Memphis, Tennessee. Here's Thomas Massie's line of questioning with Director Ray, and we'll go back for Jim Jordan's final questions.
Yields back. It is good to have Mr. Massie back with us today. Some of us had a chance to go to Kentucky over the last few weeks and visit with Thomas and his family and hear all kinds of wonderful stories about Rhonda. Amazing, amazing lady, gentle spirit, and we're glad to have Mr. Massie back with us. And next 5 minutes belong to you, Congressman.
Thank you, Chairman. Director Ray, how many counter-snipers were present at the rally that day, and which of the counter-snipers took the shot that took out the would-be assassin?
I don't have the number of counter snipers. I know it was a Secret Service counter sniper who took the shot that eliminated the shooter. We've conducted a number of interviews, including of him.
So not was it one of the two that we see in the videos on top of the roof, or was it a different location that was chosen?
I'm afraid I don't have that at my fingertips here.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen,
you mentioned that.
Do you know how absurd that is? He doesn't know how many counter snipers were there. He doesn't know. How do you not know that? That's a basic thing that you should know more than 10 days later, and you're in charge of the investigation. We interviewed the man that took the kill shot that took down the would-be assassin. Oh, where was he located? I don't know. How do you not know that? By the way, President Trump has now called for the resignation of Christopher Wray. And just for not knowing those two pieces of information alone, he should resign. He doesn't know the trajectory of the shots fired. He doesn't know how many counter snipers were there. He doesn't know where the counter sniper was stationed that took down the would-be assassin. I mean, those are three pivotal pieces of information that they should know by now. And they probably do know by now. Why can't he give those pieces of information to the American people? Why does he not come prepared for this hearing with those basic pieces of information? So the most important pieces of information. I mean, if you had a list of 10 things, these are the most important things I need to come here with today. Those three things are certainly on there, certainly probably in the top five. And he doesn't even have these basic things. So just right there, that 30 seconds from Thomas Massie was the best part of the whole thing, with questions we need answers to, and he doesn't have them. And then we just heard Jim Jordan again. What were the trajectory of the 8 shots fired from the would-be assassin on the roof? Oh, we don't know. How do you not know? You have a crime scene. You have people that were hit. You have equipment that was hit, and you don't know that? Again, folks, that's basic FBI investigations.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
Give me liberty
or give me death.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, let's finish up with a Massey clip and then we'll go back to the live hearing and Jim Jordan's questions. Go ahead.
And bought a 5-foot ladder. You have a credit card evidence of that. But it looks like on the scene there was a larger ladder that he might have used. Do you know which ladder he used to get to the roof? And do you have possession of that 5-foot ladder and the other ladder? And do you know how the taller ladder got to the scene?
So this whole business about the ladder is something we're drilling into more. We do have possession of the 5-foot ladder that he purchased close in time to his attempted assassination, that we traced the purchase of that ladder from a receipt, a bloodied receipt that he had on him at the time his body was recovered on the roof. We do not yet know for sure how exactly he got up on the roof. We're looking at, you know, various forensic pieces to try to kind of piece that together. So more to come on that.
Do you know where the five-foot ladder was found?
11 days later, they don't know.
Near the roof, or was it still in his vehicle?
Neither. I don't have it in front of me, but I know that it was not. I know that it was not on scene, and I know that it was not in his vehicle.
They don't know where the ladder was.
We can circle back to you. And
okay.
We don't know where the ladder was.
What are you doing? Where's the investigation?
Been in contact with somebody else before this occurred that may have had any prior knowledge or may have helped him plan this event.
Well, needless to say, that is a question that we're intensely focused on because that would obviously be incredibly meaningful. So far, we have not found any evidence of any accomplices or co-conspirators, foreign or domestic.
And you're using geolocation data to see if his cell phone was near another cell phone, I presume?
Right. We're doing lots of different kinds of cellular analysis, geolocation stuff, looking at his accounts. He from everything we've seen,
I don't even believe that.
With what we've learned in interviews, you know, a lot of people describe him as a loner. That does kind of fit with what we're seeing in his devices. You know, his list of contacts, for example, is very short, you know, compared to what you would normally see from most people. So it doesn't appear to be a whole lot of interaction between him, you know, face-to-face or digital with a lot of people.
Okay, thank you.
That doesn't mean there's not any, and that's why we're drilling into. We're trying to talk to anybody who's had any engagement with him whatsoever, digital, you know, in-person, classmates, coworkers,
right,
et cetera.
Appreciate
but
that.
But you have no information. I mean, who's running this investigation? Who's running this sham investigation? Who's running this pathetic excuse for an investigation? Yeah, we know that he purchased a 5-foot ladder that day. We have the bloody receipt. Well, where was the ladder? We don't know. What do you mean you don't know? What, did it just get up and crawl away? After you shot the would-be assassin in the head, did he move the ladder after that? Okay, we have 8 shots fired from the shooter on the roof. Okay, where did each of the 8 shots end up? What was the trajectory of those shots? Oh, we don't know. How do you not know that? That's 101. That's like one of the first things, if not the first thing you investigate. He doesn't know. How many counter snipers were on the scene that day? Security has been a big question. How many counter snipers were on the scene that day? He doesn't know. How do you not know? We talked to the counter sniper that shot the would-be assassin that was on the roof. Oh, okay. Well, what was his position that day? I don't know. How do you not know that? So, I mean, this is just ludicrous. This is either more incompetence or just a complete lack of care at all. Don't know where the ladder is. Don't know where the shots ended up. Don't know how many counter snipers. Don't know where the sniper was that took him out. Well, what the hell do you know? Don't know who he was in contact with. Don't know what apps he was using to contact people with encrypted messaging services. They just don't know anything. But it's an ongoing investigation. We're working on getting the information. No, the information should already be had and presented today to the American people. That's the purpose of this hearing. This is a joke. This is offensive. And somehow it's better than Kim Cheadle. Somehow he's performing better than Kim Cheadle, even though he gives us nothing.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fit filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
The truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, let's go back live to the hearing where Christopher Wray comes completely unprepared or unwilling to give us information.
Director, I'm still not clear in my mind. When did the counter snipers, the good guys, when did they first get eyes on the bad guy, the would-be assassin? On the roof of the AGR building.
I'm not certain, but I'll take my best.
He doesn't know.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but did they have eyes on him before the local law enforcement was looking up on the roof and engaged with the bad guy shooter?
I don't know the answer to that. I will look into that and get back
to you. Doesn't know the answer, but they've been conducting an investigation and interviews, but he doesn't know anything.
We thought, from the briefings that Mr. Abbott gave us, Abate gave us, and the briefings you gave to Congress, that they did, but it wasn't clear from your testimony. So if you can get that answer to us, that would be helpful. I want to circle back just a third time, if I could, to the Iranian threat to President Trump and some others, former members of our government. The reason I want to go back to that, because we now know that the Secret Service and Homeland Security denied resources to President Trump's detail that they had asked for. And it seems to me if that all happened after you guys knew about the Iran threat and had briefed the Secret Service on that real threat, that's an even bigger problem. And that's why I was trying to get that timeline down, when you knew about it and when you briefed the Secret Service on the Iranians' threat to kill President Trump.
So, again, I really want to be careful to both be accurate but also not to kind of stray into any kind of classified information or confirm the existence of classified information. So let me see if there's a way for us to get back to you on that question. I understand why you're asking. It may be easier to answer than I think, but at the moment, in an open hearing, I'm not sure if I can see the right way to do that.
Fair enough. we'll expect answers to both of those questions, and you can get back with us. That'd be great. Finally, anything else you want to tell us that we didn't ask? I mean, you came today and you told us some things that weren't even prompted by questions, and I just want to make sure if there's anything else you want to tell us regarding July 13th and what you've discovered. You know, now's the time.
Well, again, we're going to continue to engage with the Congress. I think we've covered a lot of the points that I really wanted to make sure that I got across, and just as I'm looking at my list, in one way or another, through the course of today's questioning, okay. I think we've gotten through most of it.
That concludes today's hearing. We thank our witness for appearing before the committee today. Without objection, all members will have 5 legislative days to submit additional written questions for the witness or additional materials for the record. Without objection, the hearing is adjourned.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so there you have it. You know, I mean, we got some crumbs from Christopher Wray. We got some crumbs, and that's about it. So it's more than Cheadle gave us, which was nothing. She completely starved us. Wray gave us some crumbs, but that's just pathetic. What an embarrassment. I'd say that's resignation worthy, absolutely. He clearly did not come prepared or just does not care at all. Maybe both. And in fact, definitely both. When you come that unprepared, you just do not care. And see, this is the problem, ladies and gentlemen. We have to have a complete paradigm shift in this country. And the paradigm shift is that Christopher Wray is not the boss around here. Christopher Wray is in charge of the FBI, and that's it. He answers to Congress, who answers to us. This whole pecking order is out of line here. Christopher Wray thinks he's above Congress, and Congress thinks they're above us. It's the exact opposite. We're above Congress, and Congress is above the FBI. We have to have a completely new line of thinking. And for these Congress members to just sit up there and accept this is pathetic. And see, that's why I just sit here and I'm like, it just makes me want to get Trump in there even more, because obviously Trump is watching this and he has to be sitting there saying, what the hell is going on? They tried to blow my head off on live TV and nobody even cares? And I got Netanyahu coming in here getting royal treatment? Guarantee you they'd never let him get his head shut off. Guarantee you that. They made that perfectly clear. But damn well they would let it happen to Trump. And the FBI director doesn't even care enough to come prepared to the hearing. And the members of Congress don't even care enough to press him for answers or subpoena him for answers. Just shut it all down, man. If the FBI can't give you basic criminal investigation answers that they had access to within 48 hours of the scene of a murder, of the scene of a fatal shooting, then what are they good for? Secret Service can't stop an assassin. FBI can't give you basic answers. What are they good for? What are they good for? Maybe they're behind. Maybe they're just behind the whole thing. Maybe that's what it is. And oh, by the way, Christopher Wray demanded more money. Go figure. Here was the statement from Donald Trump just moments ago. I watched the congressional hearing today as Christopher Wray was asked the question whether or not he noticed any cognitive degeneration in his many conversations with crooked Joe Biden. And despite the fact that special counsel Robert Hur said effectively that Joe Biden is incompetent with little memory, etc., Wray said it is not something I observed during my interactions with him, which were uneventful and unremarkable, essentially stating that he found nothing wrong mentally or physically with Joe. puts Joe in quotes. What's that about? If that is the case, Director Wray should resign immediately from the FBI and stop sweet-talking Congress every time he shows up, which he loves to do, because anybody can see that Joe Biden is cognitively and physically challenged. And if you can't see that, you sure as hell can't be running the FBI. Unless, that is, you want to illegally lead the raid on Mar-a-Lago. Wray has to resign, and now for lying to Congress. Just a disgusting display. Now, I'll tell you what. I want to move on from this right now. There is now body cam footage that was released from Senator Grassley. It's 3 minutes of body cam footage, and it really just gives us more questions than answers. I am not going to get into this body cam footage because I've already spent an hour on this hearing. I got a guest coming up in the third hour to talk about it. Maybe we'll play it later. But I have a guest coming on Friday who's an expert analyst on this body cam footage who's going to break it down and explain what's weird about it, what's normal about it, and then what it leads him to conclude. And I was speaking with him last night. So we'll have to do that Friday when he joins us. And this is a guy who's been in law enforcement. He knows the protocol for body cam footage and FOIA requests. He knows what things are supposed to look like, what they're not to look like. And so he's going to be joining us Friday to break that down. Boy, oh boy. All right, let's do this and get into the latest with Kamala Harris and then the craziness that was happening on the Capitol today with Lord Netanyahu, the owner of Congress, and then the protests outside. Before we do that, folks, we need to be on air. This is a very important election cycle, and InfoWars is a very important place to get imperative information dealing with this election cycle. Not just us on air with our hosts, but also our great guests, our great callers, and everything else. It's all part of the picture here at InfoWars. Very important to keep us on the air. We make it easy because we sell great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And right now there's a huge sale. It's the Save InfoWars Mega Sale happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm listening to the news this morning. I wake up. I turn on just a headline service, and it just reads headlines. And multiple headlines today were about how student athletes are now their leading cause of health issues and death among student athletes is cardiovascular issues. And so you have all these states now that are forcing athletic teams to have a defib on scene when kids are practicing. Well, okay, we don't need to sit here and point out the anomaly that led to student athletes having cardiovascular problems. The clot shot, they call it a COVID vaccine, but okay. So now that's a problem. So you have to ask yourself, though, cardiovascular issues have always been a problem in America. Diet, whether it's vaccine, whatever it is, always been a major health concern. So what are you doing to address your cardiovascular health? What are you doing to address your blood health? Pretty important stuff. We have the answer. Nitric Boost, an incredible product endorsed by multiple doctors. It's not even a paid endorsement. They just call in or they come on as guests to talk about something else, and they say, hey, by the way, that product, Nitric Boost, is incredible for cardiovascular health. I do recommend it. It's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Hundreds of reviews, all five stars. Hundreds of reviews, all five stars. What are you doing for your cardiovascular health? We have the answer, Nitric Boost. I like VasoBeat Complete, an all-natural beet supplement. Everybody knows how healthy beets are. Maybe you don't want to eat beets. Maybe you don't like beets. Maybe you just don't eat beets. Well, that's the shortcut. VasoBeat Complete, InfoWarsStore.com. Also great for your heart health. Also 40% off right now. So support your cardiovascular health and support the InfoWar to keep us on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, the Save InfoWars Mega Sale happening now. By the way, the Secret Service has called on Donald Trump to stop having outdoor rallies. So stop having the rallies with 50,000 people, Donald. We can't afford those optics of you getting 50,000 people at a rally and the Democrats, all they can do is fill a high school gymnasium if they're lucky. But then Trump had a rally today at an arena in North Carolina. I don't know. I guess it's probably going to be tonight. And 10 hours before the rally is supposed to start, and there's already a line of people outside the door, a mile long. A mile long. I mean, you can't even, it looks like a, this looks like a concert. It looks like a music festival crowd. This is before the rally. This is hours before the rally, hours before the doors open, folks. This doesn't exist on the American left. There is no other candidate that, I mean, look at that crowd. And they're all cheering because Kamala Harris got maybe, I mean, Kamala maybe got like 800 people at a high school gym today. I'll give her that. She got about 800, maybe 1,000 max. She might have cracked quadruple digits. She might have done it. Well, there, multiply that by 10, and that's how many people just wait in line to get into a Trump rally. Trump has rallies at massive hockey arenas and fills them to the brim. Kamala and the Democrats fill a high school gymnasium and think it's the greatest thing that they've ever done. All right. All right. Kamala Harris. I mean, I don't even know what to do about this. I got all these videos of Kamala, and it's just an embarrassment. But I have to say, and I was talking to Roger Stone. He's going to be on the show in the third hour. I know it's impossible not to point out how dumb Kamala is and just everything else that comes with it. Just the whole embarrassment that it is. But that's only going to help her. That's only going to help her. That's only going to make people want to vote for her more if she ends up being the nominee. And so it's all about her policies. But it's funny. Even Van Jones is admitting, he's like, what has happened here? To quote Van Jones, she went from cringe to cool in 24 hours. She is cringe. She's not brat. She is cringe. But that's what they did, is they twisted it. So she went from cringe to cool. No, she's still cringe. Nothing changed. The propaganda changed. The Democrat Party propaganda, the fake news, the funding, it all changed. She's still fully cringe. She is the cringe. She is the phony. And you have all these news networks saying, nobody said she was the border czar. That's not real. Like Axios. It's their own story. Axios writes a story saying the border czar narrative stuck because conservatives falsely labeled her the border czar. Except here's Axios saying she's the border czar, appointed by Biden as the border czar, Kamala Harris. Their own headline. Oh, Harris was never the border czar. Well, according to your own source, that's you, she was the border czar. So what is it? You're liars. That's what it is. It's pretty obvious. But it's also pretty obvious how they're going to run this. So now what's happening is all of these celebrities, they're all female, are doing TikTok videos and dance videos. And, you know, that's how they're promoting Kamala Harris. And I got all these examples. Musicians, actresses, they're doing dance videos. They're doing online promotion videos. So that's what the campaign strategy is. And who knows who's actually running this? I doubt it's Kamala. Maybe it's Obama. I doubt it's organic. It could be organic. It could be just they hate you and they hate Trump so much that they're just lining up behind Harris because they know it's going to drive you crazy and they know how cringe she is. So they're just doing it to drive you crazy. But all the female celebrities are now lining up and promoting Kamala Harris. So that's the angle they're going with is, you know, look at this singer. Look at this actress. Look over here at this chick. Look at this chick that does OnlyFans. And look at this chick that dances naked. And look at this chick over here. So that's their move to promote Kamala Harris. That's what they're going with. It's TikTok dance videos and it's TikTok hashtags. And here's the problem. And this is why we have to focus on policy and not insult her for how dumb she is or looks or whatever. It has to be about policy because, but this is what makes it even more cringe. So why do all these liberal women love Kamala? Is it because of her policies? Is it because of her success? No, it's literally because there's a trendy dance video that they like. Think about how dangerous that is. They will vote for somebody because they like a TikTok dance video. And that's what it is. And I'm just stunned. I'm just stunned. And I'm just sitting here like, how do you not connect to the, how do you not connect these two things? Crime increasing, gas prices increasing, energy prices increasing, the cost of living increasing, the interest rates increasing, the wide open borders. I mean, it's just like all of these negative things. How do you not connect these two things? They complain too. They complain about the prices. They complain about gas prices. They complain about the cost of living. All the same people that complain about that. Then they see a video of Kamala Harris dancing and they're just overwhelmed. Oh, they have to support it. Look at how trendy it is. Look at that filter. Oh my gosh, there's a filter. It's literally a cause celeb candidacy. It's literally a TikTok filter, TikTok dance move candidate. That's scary. That is scary. That you have, I mean, it's hard not to insult these people, but let's just call it what it is. You have morons. You have absolute morons that will vote for somebody because they see a dance video on TikTok and they can't even make the connection about how policy impacts them. They can't even make the connection. They vote for somebody because of a trendy video. Hey, look, this isn't trendy videos on the internet. This is policy and politics and real power. And you're going to put somebody in charge because you saw a video on TikTok of her dancing with a filter that you liked? That's how dumb this has gotten. That's how dumb this has gotten. But maybe these kids should remember what Kamala Harris really thinks about them in clip number 8.
And it's a specific phase of life. Remember, age is more than a chronological fact. What else do we know about this population, 18 through 24? They are stupid. That is why we put them in dormitories. And they have a resident assistant. They make really bad decisions.
Yeah, she's not wrong. And the next bad decision they're going to make is voting for you. Isn't that ironic? 18 to 24-year-olds make bad decisions. Yeah, count me guilty. And guess what? The next bad decision they're going to make is to vote for Kamala Harris. They seem to make a lot of bad decisions, including voting Democrat. Maybe their worst decision, actually. Oh, but she's not the border czar. So when they tell you, because that's the policy. That's where they know they lose, is on policy. So when you point out that Kamala Harris was in charge of the border, a bad policy that everybody knows was a bad policy, they say, no, she was not in charge of the border. She wasn't the border czar. But here it is. Here's the very people telling you she was never the border czar, telling you she's the border czar.
Now Vice President Kamala Harris is stepping into a new role, taking the lead on the immigration crisis.
Within months of taking office, Vice President Harris was assigned the difficult task of the border, checking in with Central American governments and trying to get to the root causes of immigration problems in the United States.
It has been 91 days since President Biden named Harris as the administration's border czar. Republicans have heavily criticized her for not visiting the border since then, though she has made other trips to places like Guatemala.
As the border crisis escalates, President Biden is putting the vice president in charge.
When she speaks for me. Doesn't have to check with me. She knows what she's doing.
The work will not be easy, but it is important work.
So there's your border czar. But she's not the border czar. They all said she was the border czar. Biden called her the border czar. No, she's not the border czar. So they can't win on policy, so they're going with trendy videos on social media. That's their move. It's hard to combat it because they're ignoring policy and they want you to go after her because of how dumb she is. And they want you to go after her for her low IQ, low intellect, irrelevant campaign strategy of just doing trendy TikTok videos. But it's like, that's their move. Well, how do you even respond to that? oh, you're going to vote for Kamala Harris because you saw a cool filter of her dancing on TikTok? Well, I mean, what do you do? What are you supposed to do with somebody that's that stupid? What do you do with somebody that's that idiotic?
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
InfoWars.com/show.
In a world of shadows, one man brings the light. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, let's switch lanes here into what's going on outside of the Capitol, outside of Union Station in D.C. Folks, this is insane. This is, you know, I'm just, there's no winning in here. Because inside of Congress, you have Netanyahu and Israel that owns our Congress, gets whatever the hell they want. So they're inside begging us, no, telling us to give them more money and support their wars. And then outside, you have the pro-Palestinian people burning American flags and now rioting and attacking police officers. I mean, brutally attacking police officers. But so it's ironic. In the hearing to try to figure out what the hell happened that led to an assassination attempt on Donald Trump, you have the Democrats claiming that it's the American right that are violent. You have the Democrats claiming it's Republicans that are causing political violence. Well, do you guys think these are Republicans or Democrats? I mean, let's be perfectly clear. There is a section of the American right that is sick and tired of Israel, but they don't go out in the streets and burn American flags and desecrate venerable objects. That's the left. And by the way, investigators have already tracked and traced many of these protesters came directly from Kamala Harris's rally last night on buses. So, yes, these are Democrats. Yes, these are leftist terrorists. Now, I don't support what Israel is doing. I'm no fan of Netanyahu. I don't like Israel owning our Congress. But how can I align myself with these people that are just outright terrorists? And I don't even engage in this false narrative of, oh, pro-Hamas and all the other Israeli propaganda. But this is disgusting. So, I mean, we're getting tag team like Kamala Harris after a red carpet event. You know what I'm saying? I mean, on one side, you've got them burning American flags, attacking police officers, desecrating venerable objects. And then on the other side, you got Israel that runs our Congress, owns our Congress, makes us fight their wars, die for their wars, and takes all our money. Where does America fit in here? So, okay, do I just show you all the footage of this? Now, think about it like this, too. How is it that these leftist protesters are able to engage in this today? How is it that they're able to completely destroy? I mean, folks, look at this. These are monuments they're destroying. They've completely desecrated Union Station. They're dancing on top of these monuments that they've already completely destroyed and desecrated. They're literally burning American flags, folks. Which, hey, look, I'm for free speech. Go ahead, burn an American flag. But where is the equal opportunity here? You put a skid mark on a gay pride flag, and they put you in jail. You burn a Black Lives Matter flag, and they put you in jail. They literally tore down the American flag at Union Station and put up a Palestinian flag. Sorry, I'm not with you. That's government property. Where are the charges going to be? That's desecration of a venerable object. Where are the charges going to be? The Democrats multiple times said that there were nooses. They had nooses on January 6th to hang us. They had nooses. Even Ray had to say that that was a lie. Even Chris Ray said that there were no nooses. And then these are their people. And by the way, how many infiltrators do you think are in these groups? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. How many infiltrators do you think are in these groups for political reasons to win support for their side? Oh, yeah. How easy is it for that to happen? But again, how is it that they're able to get in? I mean, folks, there is nothing stopped them today from completely running roughshod and rioting in D.C. Nothing. And then when a few cops finally showed up, they got beaten up, literally dragged around like ragdolls because they were outnumbered 1,000 to 1. Why? Why was this able to happen? Because Netanyahu is the most important person on earth to Speaker Mike Johnson. Because Benjamin Netanyahu is the king of U.S. Congress. Because Israel owns our politicians. So all the security force was protecting Netanyahu today and let the rest of D.C. burn. And then when the cops try to arrest the violent offenders, they get attacked by the mob. Folks, this is bad. This is dangerous. I'm telling you right now, this could escalate and get bad fast. And look out, if this descends on Chicago in August, it's going to be worse. If this descends on Chicago in August, it's going to be worse. Now, they're not going to have the situation of King Netanyahu getting all the security force, so they might not be able to do this like they were today in D.C. I can't believe what a setup this is. And all of these anti-Israel people just fell right into the trap. All you've done is gain more support for Israel. All you've done is gain unlimited money and support for Israel. And I bet you there's Mossad agents and Israel agents in that crowd running the whole thing. You absolute fools. Look at how you've been played. They stood down security so that Netanyahu, so nobody could harm a hair on Netanyahu's head. By the way, Speaker Johnson threatened to arrest anybody if they dared disrupt Netanyahu. What happened to the First Amendment? I guess Speaker Johnson violated his oath to the Constitution or threatened to. Nobody dared disrupt Netanyahu. Nobody dared harm a hair on his head. And that's good. But he's more important than Donald Trump. We'd let Donald Trump take a bullet to the head, but not Netanyahu. We'll make sure that doesn't happen. He's more important than Donald Trump. Netanyahu is king of our Congress. They made that quite clear today. So there you go. So we distract all the police, all the security. They go in to protect King Netanyahu, and then nobody's there to stop the leftist rioters. And they burn, and they loot, and they attack police officers, and they desecrate venerable objects, and nobody's there to stop them. How perfect. What a perfect setup. And they just went right in for it because they're so easy to control, because they're so easy to predict. But here's what I'm saying. If they get this attitude, and again, I don't know if it'll be so easy in Chicago. There was no security to stop them today. But if they get this attitude of mob mentality that if law enforcement tries to stop us, we're just going to attack them, we're reaching a whole new ballgame. We're reaching a whole new ballgame, and we started to see that happening today. So they care more about Netanyahu and Israel than they do about America. Couldn't be more obvious. They let these people destroy Washington, D.C. so that Netanyahu could have extra protection, extra security. They put up barricades. They put up fences. They even brought in hundreds of police officers from the New York Police Department, all for Netanyahu. All for the Prime Minister of Israel so that he could come here and tell us that we have to give him money and support Israel's wars. Trump didn't get this security. Trump doesn't get this security. Nobody gets this security. Only Netanyahu gets this security. I mean, folks, this is ridiculous. So that's, I mean, this tells, today tells such a story. There's the one side of what Israel is doing in the Gaza Strip, what Israel is doing to the Palestinians, what Israel did to their own people. And then there's the other story of Israel owns our Congress, and our Congress cares more about Netanyahu than they do about President Trump. They care more about Israel than they do about Washington, D.C. So that's the message loud and clear today. Where does America fit into all this? What, do we get anything?
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
The eugenicists, over 100 years ago, were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
InfoWars is listener-supported, and we appreciate your donations. But buy a product and support your health, too. Nitric oxide is an important chemical messenger in the body. It promotes blood flow, and it helps nerve cells communicate with one another. But over time, our bodies produce less of it. Full of amino acids to produce nitric oxide, Nitric Boost helps raise the amount of nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide is needed for strength, cardiovascular function, and healthy neurotransmission. It helps to improve blood flow, which helps improve overall immunity. Get some today, now 40% off. Support your health and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fit filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
InfoWars.com/show.
Well, we've been played again. Our money will go to Israel, and D.C. will burn for Palestine. Meanwhile, the average American is sitting at home trying to figure out how they're going to pay a grocery bill, or an energy bill, or a mortgage payment, or a car payment. And President Trump takes a bullet to the head, but Netanyahu gets the most advanced security you've ever seen in the history of this country. Now, they had huge organizations involved in these protests today. We shall see if this thing cools down or if it goes into the night and gets worse. But, I mean, this is worse. I mean, that's worse than January 6th, by far. By far, that's worse than January 6th. But they'll just ignore it. They'll pretend like it didn't happen. And I wish these people could coherently and cogently explain their issues with Netanyahu and Israel instead of behaving like animals and being tricked into rioting. And even when they get the opportunity, Fox News actually gave one of the protesters an opportunity to state her piece. And she couldn't even do it without sounding like a wild banshee. Even though everything she says is true. But she comes off like a wild banshee, so nobody's really going to hear what she said in clip 21.
I will, John, but are you saying you would support Hamas?
Are you saying you support genocide? What does Hamas have to do with 20,000 babies and children massacred and butchered? Women and families, 400 universities flattened, schools flattened, hospitals flattened, thousands of hospital workers murdered. Do you think that has anything to do with Hamas or humanity? It's human rights. We for human rights, and not Hamas.
What about the hostages? What do you say about the hostages that have been held in captivity?
On October 7th, most of those people were killed by Israeli forces using the Hannibal directive. Hello, wake up!
All right, so that's obviously not been proven to be the case, but the protesters are getting very passionate out here. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. As we take another look.
So actually, everything she said is true. I actually don't disagree with anything that she screamed and shouted like a wild banshee. Into, I believe that's Griff something from Fox. I forget his name. It's Griff something. So I would say that she's mostly accurate, if not totally accurate, in everything she said. But because she comes off like a screaming wild hyena, nobody's going to hear it, and everybody's going to think she's a psychotic maniac. So, again, I'm sorry. I'm more concerned about it looks like there was a direct stand down. And maybe government bureaucracies wanted Donald Trump killed at a rally he had in Pennsylvania. I'm a little more concerned about that. I'm sorry, as Israel is taking our money, Netanyahu getting the most advanced security, and you're out in the streets rioting for Palestine. I'm sorry. I'm more concerned that we have a cover-up of a very strange wildfire in Maui. We have a cover-up of something that happened in East Palestine, Ohio. And by the way, the average American is living paycheck to paycheck and just hoping they can make it next month. And this is what I have to deal with, and this is what America has to deal with. We are intentionally being sabotaged, ladies and gentlemen. It could not be more obvious. And when I see stuff like this, look, I don't care if you're pro-Israel or anti-Israel. This is disgusting. From Senator Marsha Blackburn, who, by the way, has gotten $500,000 from AIPAC. She says yesterday, the U.S. must always defend Israel. We can't even defend our own southern border, Senator. The U.S. must always defend Israel. Let's say Israel just decided to nuke 5 countries tomorrow. Should we always defend Israel then? Let's say the IDF decided they were just going to start raping Palestinian women and children. Should we defend Israel then, too? The U.S. must always defend Israel. Disgusting rhetoric from a U.S. senator. Go live in Israel then. Go pick up a rifle. Go put on a bulletproof helmet and go defend Israel with the $500,000 you got from AIPAC. You make me sick. You're a traitor. There's no other way to put it. Donald Trump makes an interesting move. By the way, Netanyahu will not be meeting with Biden or Harris. Instead, he will be meeting with Donald Trump. And ahead of that meeting, Donald Trump plays a power move. He gets a message from the president of the state of Palestine. Now, this is interesting. Notice the phrasing at the beginning of this letter from Mahmoud Abbas. Your Excellency, he says to Donald Trump, Your Excellency. And then Mike Johnson calls Netanyahu Your Excellency. He was probably told to say that by Netanyahu. I bet not Netanyahu said, you will introduce me as Your Excellency as pushback for Trump being called Your Excellency in this letter from the president of the state of Palestine. That's what happened with that. And Speaker Johnson did it. He just, oh, of course, Netanyahu. Oh, yes. Just keep the AIPAC checks coming. So from the president of the state of Palestine to Donald Trump, Your Excellency, it is with grave concern that I have received news and later on watched footage of your attempted assassination. Acts of violence must not have a place in a world of law and order. Respect for the other with tolerance and valuing of human life is what must prevail. Despicable acts of attempted or successful assassinations are acts of weakness with failed understanding of peaceful measures to resolve conflicts. Differences must be resolved through communication with freedom of expression. Our thoughts are also with the families of those who lost their life and were injured. Wishing you strength and safety. Donald Trump signed it. Mahmoud, so nice. Thank you. Everything will be good. Best wishes, Donald Trump. That angered Netanyahu. That angered him so much, and he was so jealous that he demanded Mike Johnson call him Excellency in his introduction today. And like a good little boy, Mike Johnson did it. Just said, keep those AIPAC checks coming, and I'll do whatever you want, Netanyahu. Anything you need, I'm here for you. Can he secure the border? Nah. Can he get questions on what led to the assassination of Donald Trump answered? Nope. Can he do anything to stop the horrible policies of the Biden administration? Not a chance. But anything Netanyahu needs, Speaker Johnson is there. And he made that loud and clear, didn't he? By the way, when they tell you Kamala Harris is the black candidate, she's the candidate for black people, remember the move that they pulled when she was Biden's vice president, when they needed the Indian American vote? Remember what they did then? Clip 11.
To the people of India and to Indian Americans all across the United States, I want to wish you a happy Indian Independence Day. On August 15, 1947, men and women all over India rejoiced in the declaration of the independence of the country of India. Today, on August 15, 2020, I stand before you as the first candidate for Vice President of the United States of South Asian descent.
Oh,
so I hope you celebrate today, and then tomorrow, I hope you join me in getting to work. Thank you, and happy Independence Day.
So when Democrats need the Asian vote, she's Asian. When Democrats need the black vote, she's black. It's fun. Isn't it fun to be a Democrat? By the way, Black Lives Matter is not buying this, and those are the same people out there protesting for Palestine, by the way. Here's a Black Lives Matter protester calling out the fraud that is Kamala Harris in clip 7.
So you guys were on top of cars in 2020 screaming Black Lives Matter, only to be voting in a cop in 2024, that is peak f***ing cringe, okay? Kamala Harris had a history and a reputation for being tough on crime. She specifically targeted black and brown households. She put so many black and brown people behind bars. Under her truancy law, black and brown parents had life-altering criminal records, faced financial burdens because of her truancy laws. That is who you guys are putting your vote behind after doing all that protesting for Black Lives Matter in 2020. Speechless. I'm speechless.
This is how we defeat Kamala Harris. She was the border czar. She ran as an Asian American. She is a cop that put black and brown people in prison. That's how we defeat her, folks. This is the message that people need to hear loud and clear.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life. while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Winter isn't coming. Winter is here. And while the sun isn't helping us produce as much vitamin D, do yourself a favor and try InfoWars Life Winter Sun Plus. Winter Sun Plus is a powerful vitamin D-based formula bringing you straight vitamin D3 free of toxic chemicals, allergens, preservatives, artificial colors, and GMOs. Our vitamin D3 formula supports the body's natural immune system, promotes calcium absorption for healthy bones and teeth, and helps sustain healthy tissue and systems of the body. In addition to the vitamin D, Winter Sun Plus includes vitamin K and E to enhance the formula and provide you with even more whole body support. And all these vitamins are presented in a way that is both delicious and easy to absorb. When the winters come, they come cold. So weather the storm and supplement with Winter Sun Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
By the way, as we're continuing to investigate the assassination attempt on Donald Trump. Remember when Kamala Harris said this in clip number 6?
If you had to be stuck in an elevator with either President Trump, Mike Pence, or Jeff Sessions, who would it be?
Does one of us have to come out alive?
Did she just insinuate she would kill one of them? And then the hyena cackle ensues with the odd limp wrist thing that she does, like an inbred hyena. Well, Kamala is not doing well in focus groups, and this is why we have to stick to policy, folks. And I get it. Look, I'll do it too. We can show the goofy dance videos, the cringe dance videos, the cringe nonsensical gibberish, the cackle and all of that, and that's fine. That's not how we beat Kamala. It's on policy. Listen to this focus group of women talking about how they don't like Kamala, clip 9.
How do you perceive Vice President Harris compared to President Biden in terms of competency and experience?
I think she's worse. She doesn't even know what's going on at the border.
Right.
And that's what she was supposed to be doing and in charge of. I mean, as a school teacher, if I did not do what I was supposed to be doing, you better believe my job would be in jeopardy. Well, it isn't. It not only was her job not in jeopardy, she was just handed a promotion.
Is there anyone that Kamala Harris could appoint as her vice president that you would find reassuring, would make you consider voting for her?
No.
I would do RFK Jr. way before her.
Yeah, absolutely.
And she's not the first woman to run for the presidency, Hillary Clinton. I'm assuming no one voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016. So it's not necessarily going to sway you to vote for
Democratic
a woman
voters
in office. When do you think America will have a female president?
When there's a competent one.
I don't get a good feel for her.
I think she's an idiot.
Right. Mary, why do you think that she's not that bright?
Because she hasn't done anything in the time that she's had. We don't know anything about her as far as her 3 years so far in the White House. She's not real smart.
So people get it. All they have is the celebrity press angle. That's all they have. Is the social media trend celebrity press angle. That's all they have. And they're going all in with it. So we got to lean in on policy. And look, I do think there is some value of showing people her strange cackling, her strange body language, her strange gibberish, all the cringe factor. I do think the cringe factor can come into play, but it's policy how we beat her. You know, here's another example. I meant to play this yesterday before my guest joins me. A woman come into her senses, can't vote Democrat anymore, clip 24.
So I'm seeing a thing where people are just coming clean, like, hey, like, I used to be liberal, and now I'm not. That's me. I would also like to add into this conversation both political and non-political reasons why I'm no longer supporting liberals or Democrats. And I'm not just saying I was liberal. I fucking went to the George Floyd protest in Phoenix, Arizona. Here's another picture. I got fucking tear gassed, and this is me in a mask. Proof enough. I never met a happy liberal the whole time I was a liberal. I met depressed liberals, I met anxious liberals, I met fucking sociopathic liberals. And none of that was ever good for my mental health. Like, I had to get away from that because I was never going to get better. And not only that, you guys are so insulting and condescending, and I was exactly like you when I was a liberal too. The first hint that somebody doesn't agree with what I think, you can't help it but sound condescending and then insult them immediately. Like, that's your opening. Not a very effective way to do politics, let me tell you. Nobody wants to listen to an asshole. And also, like, another turning point for me was, like, why are y'all naked at your gay parades in front of kids? I have no problem with you being gay. It's just a no for me, dog. Like,
great job censoring by the crew, by the way. Tip of the hat for that. All right, a little sarcasm. But let's actually, you know, listen to what she says there. And that's why we got to remember, folks, be the kind people, be the nice people. Don't go down to the level of liberals. Be the example that people need to see. And so they'll say, geez, you know, liberals are like miserable, rude people, but conservatives are usually nice and uplifting.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Birth defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Give me liberty or give me death. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, remember to support us. Shop at InfoWarsStore.com. It's very important that InfoWars stay on air, not just so that this show and the InfoWars host can exist, but it's our great guests as well. And the important angles and information that they bring to these transmissions, this mothership of truth and anti-establishment politics right here at InfoWars.com, band.video. We need your support to keep us on the air. Shop at InfoWarsStore.com. The InfoWars Mega Sale, the Save InfoWars Mega Sale, is live right now. And I can tell you about a lot of these products because I'm a product of the products. Very long day today. I had an early meeting this morning with Alex. I then went and had my I did a workout. And then I came back into the studio, did an interview earlier, did my prep work, doing a show, 6 hours. We're going to be live here till probably about 9 tonight, and I've got the energy to do it because I take the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I mean, you can get 10 hours of clean energy in one scoop of Turbo Force Plus. That product is now available at DrJonesNaturals.com. But it's all about having the vitamins and minerals in your system and making sure that your body has what it needs to produce good energy all day long, like vitamin mineral fusion. Very key, I think, to my just overall health and well-being. By the way, it tastes great. The drink mix, vitamin mineral fusion, one scoop, more than 100% your daily value, vitamin A, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, vitamin C, vitamin D, so much more. Glycine, boron, NAC, things you're probably deficient on, in one scoop of vitamin mineral fusion at InfoWarsStore.com. And by the way, tastes great. Mix it with juice, tastes even better. So support InfoWars, keep us on air, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, joining me now, a little follow-up from our interview last week, is John Cullen. All right, John, we've had two hearings now. More videos have emerged. Let's just get your updated take with your analysis from the attempted assassination on Donald Trump and everything we've had since the last time we spoke.
Sure.
Again, thanks for having me back on the show. Great to be here. We got testimony today and have now seen body cam footage from the operators on the rooftop that there were 8 brass shell casings that were recovered. And that's monumental. So that becomes a real key touchstone. And now all the audio evidence, all the acoustic analysis that I'm doing, that Mike Adams is doing, that Chris Martinson is doing, it's all going to have to line up with just 8 shots taken from that rooftop. And what I'm looking for now, Owen, are microphones from different places at the venue. In other words, people recording with their cell phones, their Samsungs, what have you, their iPhones, and their microphones being in a different location could potentially pick up other gunfire. And so that's what I'm studying now, are other locations and other people's phone recordings to see if we can hear or see anything. I use a software called Audacity to see if we see any shots taken that obviously couldn't have been from the rooftop.
Well, and let me kind of just let you expand on that a little bit, because I've done some audio analysis too. It really hasn't been the emphasis of my investigation into this as much as others. And so I'm glad everybody's kind of tag teaming this to figure out. And I will say, for the most part, and agree or disagree, for the most part, from the new videos that are surfacing, it sounds like mostly the same. But I do think there's still some questions that remain, because as you pointed out in the hearing today, Ray wouldn't even tell us who took the kill shot. And so that's another very important piece of information when you're trying to analyze this stuff is who took the kill shot. Now another piece of information that kind of leaked out there is that there was a explosive sound or a mysterious explosion, apparently, and Secret Service is saying the reason why it took so long to get Trump off the stage was, one, apparently the hydraulic fluid went onto some of the Secret Service vehicles, and so they had to clear them off the vehicle so that they could have a clear vision of the vehicle. And two, something from around the hydraulic station made a popping or exploding sound, which they had to further analyze to see if there was another shooter on the scene. I guess they eventually determined maybe it came from the same hydraulic system. So I just kind of wanted to throw that out there and then ask you, from the new videos that are coming out and now with this new information, where do you go?
So I'm looking to corroborate the evidence that we talked about last time. So last time we looked at what I'll call a kinetic event, a disturbance down that back row of the bleachers. And we saw the guy in the white shorts and the white top tumble down. We see the lady lift her arms up like this. We see the guy in the black pants and the white shirt, which is Copperhaven or Cooperhaven. He flinches and lifts his hand up. So we see all the way down the row, everybody's reacting to this. And it's the same shot that hits the railing. So now, if you remember last time, I don't know if the control room can pull this up, in that folder I sent you guys is ZZZ, Cullen's working infographic. So, Owen, I don't know if you remember, but I said, you know, it's kind of crazy, but when you line this up, it goes right to those snipers on the roof, almost as if somebody was shooting at these guys and missed. And in missing the snipers on the roof, the shot went right down that back row of the bleachers. That's what it looked like to me as the guy who, you know, was putting this mapping system together 35 years ago. So mapping it out and looking at the trajectories, that's kind of where I started. I said, okay, it kind of looks like it's coming from up there. We looked at the snipers ducking for cover. We see the snipers duck for cover. And I think I said to you, if you guys can pull up in the folder A, saddle hunting, we were talking about climbing tree stands. And how absurd it might possibly sound. And I think it was one of your followers sent me a tweet on Twitter and said, dude, climbing tree stands are so 1996. Everybody now is doing saddle hunting. And I was like, oh, damn.
Is that an example of saddle hunting? Or because I'm not that we had on the screen.
Right. Right. So a climbing tree stand, you know, what I remember, this is my generation, and what you do, there's a strap on your feet, and you kind of shimmy your way up the tree. But this saddle hunting thing, far less equipment. It's basically you're rappelling up the tree, I guess with a ratcheting system, lock yourself in, and now you're 20, 30 feet up the tree with basically no equipment.
and can just rappel back down. So this is what all the guys are doing now that used to do the climbing tree stands. This is the hot setup. So now the question is, this is what I mean by corroborating evidence. So I sort of, one of the touchstone videos that I think we're all working off of, Owen, is that RSBN footage. And if the guys in the control room can scrub maybe 10 or 15 seconds into where were the gunshots coming from, so that you skip over my bumper music, I don't want to drive the audience crazy. If you guys scrub forward past that, and there's going to be a reporter from RSBN who's going to exclaim what the snipers are doing. And this is really pivotal, Owen. I want you to hear this.
I want to make sure the crew has it ready. Are you guys ready? Okay, they're working on getting the video. They'll let me know when they have that video. You know, here's a couple of questions that I think obviously need to be answered, sure. Especially where you're going with your investigation is, was Secret Service under fire? I mean, that would obviously be something that they need to be transparent with us about. We have not gotten an answer on that. I think that Cheadle balked. I think Cheadle may have, I can't recall, but I think she may have been asked that once, but if she did, she didn't give an answer. And then today, obviously, Christopher Wray, I think just blatantly lied. I mean, I don't know. I guess he says he interviewed the man that killed the guy on the roof. He says he interviewed the counter sniper that killed the guy on the roof, but he doesn't know where he was at. He doesn't know where he took the shot from. I mean, that just seems completely impossible to me, because now we're to believe that the counter sniper that took out the shooter on the roof was actually on the other side of the fairground, on top of a structure that was on the other side of the fairground, is what people are saying now. And I don't know if that's what you're alluding to with the coverage you did of Eric Prince, kind of breaking that down. But again, he wouldn't answer that, or he just lied and said he didn't know. And so that would be another important piece of information to figure out. Not just did Secret Service take fire, but who fired the kill shot of the man on the roof? And they won't give us this information. I believe they have it, John.
Well, I think the guy who took the kill shot of the guy on the roof is the Southern Sniper Team, which, as you're looking at Donald Trump from that RSBN footage, that's the team off to the right as we're looking at the screen.
Is that, if you guys dot cam this, just so people can be clearer on what you're saying, and we have the footage ready. So, guys, hold that footage right there. And then just dot cam this real quick to just make sure John and I are on the same page. Is this what you are referring to right here, John?
So the guy's on the far rooftop. No. So this guy in the lower right-hand corner is what we call the secret sniper. This is – so Eric Prince, the founder of Blackwater, puts out a tweet that said that the only good thing that happened was that the sniper took a 488-yard shot. The picture that you just showed is the secret sniper location. 488 yards from that location is not the kid on the roof. That's the problem. But Eric Prince was very specific. He didn't say 485 yards. He didn't say 490 yards. He said 488 yards. From that location, 488 yards.
So that's insinuating then that counter sniper could not have taken out the shooter, but that would also insinuate that the counter sniper behind Donald Trump could not have taken out the shooter.
Well, no. What Eric Prince is suggesting, and this is kind of like his subtle hint that I pick up on, is it's exactly 488 yards from that sniper position to the water tower. Exactly.
Well, I personally don't think there was anything going on at the water tower. I'm convinced that there was no activity at the water tower, but we can get back to that in a second. We have the video that you wanted to go to, so why don't you pitch to that now?
All right, so this is RSBN, Right Side Broadcasting Network. They've got a reporter on the scene as the gunshots break out. So she's going to be a little bit frantic, but it's important to listen to what she's saying, because she's describing what the counter snipers are doing. And what the counter snipers are doing seems to corroborate what I'm saying about that back row shot in the bleachers. So let's take a listen to this together.
Secret Service quickly erupted. You can see the snipers on the building behind the podium aiming at the trees. If you look to our left, There are trees in the distance, and that seems to be where the gunfire is coming from.
You guys can kill it. So she's saying that the snipers are aiming for the trees. And if you guys go back to that image, my Cohen's working infographic, ZZZ, Cohen's working infographic, that's where I said the shot's coming from, is the trees. And these guys are turning to their right and aiming at that tree line. And that appears to be where they're taking fire from, according to the ballistic trajectories that I've been working on.
Well guys, so go back to that. Just put the B-roll on the screen, because let me look at this again. Now, and I don't know if we can pull up your video from the last time where you're talking about that last row of the bleachers. Because, again, I look at this. If you guys just pause it right here, I look at this, and if I look at where that sniper is pointing, it's virtually parallel with the roof line. And so I think when she's talking about the trees, I think she's just talking about the trees that are in front of the building where the shooter was firing off to. I mean, that's what that looks like to me with that mm-hmm. video.
Mm-hmm. Now, we have another video where you see him move his body. He literally moves his whole torso, his hips, his butt, his legs, and turns to the right. You literally see it. It's a different video clip. The point here is that she's narrating it. She's telling you they're aiming at the trees. Well, that's consistent with my finding. So the next thing that we want to go to is something that I call the step. And again, if you guys can just go through these in sequence and just kind of scrub through my bumper music at the beginning. Each one of them has 10 or 15 seconds of bumper crap. So the step is one of the operators on the stage, Owen. And he comes up on the stage. He's looking around for bad guys. And next thing you know, he takes a step that just to me seems a bit protracted, a bit exaggerated. And so I wanted you to take a look at this and tell me, what do you think about this? So he's up on the stage, he's clearing everything. Watch this. Is he doing kata? Is this Kenpo?
I would say he was probably trying to step over those wires. It looks like there's wires right there, and he's just trying to step over those wires so he doesn't trip.
Could be. I mean, those could be, if there's like guy wires there running to those, the teleprompters, and I just can't see those, that's...
You can very vaguely see it. All right, so guys, if you pause it, and it is in line right with that step that you're talking about. If you pause it, if you look at the front, there's the wires, and then you can see there's a distinctive difference between the ground and then the actual face of the podium. And it just looks like it's a wire.
Okay, so he's stepping over the wire. Let's go to the guy in white video that we have in the folder, the guy in white. And so this, again, takes us back to that back row shot. And this is the synchronicity of the puff of smoke in the right-hand corner, the guy in white tumbling down, everybody in the row flinching at the same time. And we don't see this in any other row in the bleachers. No other row of people react this way at the same time, where everybody's lifting their arms up, everybody's flinching at the same time. And we see the puff of smoke on the corner in the back as the guy in white goes down. Now, I don't know if he was injured or he just lost his balance or whatever, but we see this kinetic event go down the row. And I just reviewed this with Brett Weinstein on a Dark Horse podcast last week. And he's looking at the same thing. It's like, it's kind of undeniable. Everybody in the row is reacting in some way. So then the next thing we want to show the audience before we wrap up is the cops with a ladder. And so all of a sudden you're like, okay, so wait a second. If the shooters, the snipers on the roof are turning towards the trees, the lady from Right Side Broadcasting is saying they're aiming at the trees. It looks like the ballistics lines up with a shot from the trees. And all of a sudden we got cops with a ladder going up a tree.
And that's the same ladder that they apparently got on the roof with. At least it appears to be.
Well, it looks similar. I mean, they may just have half a dozen of the same ladders. I mean, who the hell knows? But, you know, here's two cops with a ladder and a tree. Are they going apple picking or are they looking for evidence? I mean, you guys have to be the judge of that.
Well, and there's another thing I want to run by you, too. And you know, I think that, and I don't know if you want to get further into the water tower. I don't mean to debate you on that. I just disagree. I don't think the water tower was involved. I'm also, you know, the thing with the back row is still an anomaly that I'm carefully investigating. I'm not sold either way on that. However, The ladder is the interesting thing. So we can either go to the water tower or the back row, but there's another image I'm just curious about, and I'm wondering if you've done any further research. In the body cam footage, or you can address that too, but in the body cam footage, the guy says they had two other individuals detained. And I'm sure, you know, you've gotten a lot of the same stuff sent to you that I've had sent to me. I kind of pick and choose what I go with, but there's an image of one of the individuals that was apprehended. He's standing shirtless. He's outside of a tent. They eventually bring him into the tent. What do you know about the other individuals that were apprehended or anything about this guy? Yeah. Have you been able to get any information on that?
I think we know who this guy is. I think he's been identified as somebody named Kenan something. I could be wrong. But we've got another detainee or somebody who claims to have been detained. That seems interesting. Okay, let that roll. Let me see who this is. Let that roll another second or two.
I think this is after they take him to the tent.
And who? Let me see him. Let me see the guy.
So this is he's getting heckled. That's not the best. The video doesn't have him in it. The images would be better, all right. Guys.
All right, I may have him. So let's open up this video I sent you guys. Detained guy with bicycle tells his story. Now, this is some independent, you know, journalist with a TikTok channel and a microphone in his hand meets this guy. This guy's got the bicycle. This is the bicycle. And it's important that you guys hear his story. Whether or not this is legit or not, I have no idea. I'm collecting evidence, evaluating evidence. Like you said, you know, I don't know what... We're just trying to sort through it right now. So let's hear what this guy says, because he claims he was detained and he has the bicycle that we see in the photograph. So let's take a listen.
Guys, we need audio. All right, we seem to be having an audio issue here. Okay, we're just having an audio issue, so I don't know if we're going to even be able to play this. So instead, John, because I got another guest coming up. So why don't you just tell us what happens there? We got 3 minutes left.
Well, this guy tells the guy interviewing him, I was detained. ATF had me for an hour, FBI, the bomb squad guys, and they thought I was the guy with the bomb. And he's got the white bicycle that we see in all these photographs. We were told that Crooks, Thomas Crooks, was casing the place in a bicycle. We were told that he drove there in a Hyundai Sonata, and then we were told about a van with explosives in it. So this guy's got a bike, a Hyundai Sonata, and a van. That seems like a lot of transportation-type objects to have for
one. And again, they did not answer the questions in regards to that. Cheadle didn't answer any questions. But even Ray was kind of foggy on the deal with the bike. He claimed to not really know. The only thing we can go off of is, I mean, there could have been multiple bikes. But in the body cam footage, they said they detained a guy who they thought was the owner of the bike, but it wasn't the shooter's bike. And so, again, this is information that we should have been given in these hearings. I mean, Cheadle was a 0%, Ray like a 5% maybe. But they know what bike the shooter arrived on that day. They certainly know that information by now, especially if they were detaining other people with bikes.
Who was the van registered to? We see the police towing away a van. Eyewitnesses recorded it and have posted this to Twitter. We see the van. Big white van looks
old. So I guess this is the other guy that was detained. I'm sorry, we got a minute and a half left. So I guess the bike was the one guy detained. They say two guys were detained. This is the other guy that was detained.
But I've got an image of a third guy detained who's got a mohawk.
There's a third guy.
I've got an image of him, yeah, which, you know, we're out of time, but I can show this to you. We've got two cops, frog walking off a guy, looks like he's got a mohawk, gray top, dark cargo pants, look like BDU pants, and they're frog walking him away. And remember, we have the eyewitness saying the sniper shot the guy in the water tower. So we've got an eyewitness saying that. So that's why I don't drop it that quickly. I want to follow up on that some more.
Well, it'd be unbelievable for them to somehow cover up the water tower situation. I mean, there would be so many people that would have to see the guy come down from the water tower or somebody go up to get him from the water tower.
That's what we're looking for.
So, right, we'll continue this. I know you're not going to stop your investigation. I'm not going to stop my investigation. I'm talking to other independent investigators and citizen journalists that are all in on this as well. So the team effort is certainly at hand. Unfortunately, you know, I was hoping we'd get a little more from Cheadle or Ray today, but we barely got anything, barely enough to advance what we're trying to do here. But we'll continue to keep it up. So I'm going to keep in touch with you and your research. And, folks, we'll continue to keep you posted right here on the InfoWars War Room. All right, John Cullen, appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Keep up the good work. Ladies and gentlemen, coming up next is Roger Stone. And we're going to talk about how to deal with Kamala Harris. And we're going to talk about if he thinks Kamala is even going to be the nominee come August and how that might go. So don't go anywhere.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to
The War Room. Infowars.com/show. Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Well, the great Roger Stone joins me now, my former co-host right here on the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. And I just had to get Roger on air today to discuss the Kamala Harris nomination, the process that's got us to this point, if he thinks she's going to be the final decision for the Democrats, how electable she is. The great Roger Stone joins me now. So, okay, Roger, they have finally officially ousted Biden. He's supposed to give a press statement tonight. I guess it's going to be about his removal from the race. Who knows? Maybe even something more. Your initial response, though, to the heavy-handed tactics that led to Biden dropping out and then have now given us Kamala Harris?
Well, Owen, Joe Biden, based on my sources, is very, very, very angry. He feels betrayed by Barack Obama, who he believes he was loyal to under 8 years as vice president. And there is no question that Obama orchestrated Joe's removal simply for fear that he could not win an election. It was Obama who cut off the money. It was Obama who lined up George Clooney to run that piece at the New York Times saying that Joe could not win. It was Obama who lined up Nancy Pelosi. The signal on that was Adam Schiff. When he put out a statement, everybody knew that meant Pelosi was on board. The Democrats, both the House and the Senate, began looking at polling that showed that House districts that they previously thought were safe were now competitive. States that they previously thought were safe were now in play, and that Joe Biden would have been a disaster. Biden, based on reports, sleeping 16 to 18 hours a day, Hunter Biden as the principal gatekeeper, regulating who had access to him, was down to a handful of people. A lot of questions about this letter, not on White House letterhead. It says in the letter that Joe won't endorse anybody. Then he immediately, after its release, endorses Kamala Harris.
Are you talking about the recording endorsement or whatever that was, that weird deal?
I'm talking about the letter that was released on Sunday afternoon. I heard from a source on Friday who told me specifically that Biden would resign Sunday afternoon by letter. My source said he heard this from Jim Biden, the presidential brother. Now, I didn't report it because I wasn't certain of it, but it went down exactly that way. So I think he remains extremely angry. And to someone who knows, him is saying, you'll love this. Now I won't go down with FDR, LBJ, and even Bill Clinton as one of our greatest presidents. Some idea of how demented Joe is. Joe's always had extraordinarily high opinion of himself, and he actually believes he's done a great job. Shows how completely delusional he is. Now, Kamala Harris has moved relatively quickly to try to consolidate her position. According to the Associated Press, she has enough delegates to be nominated. Of course, they're not. None of those delegates are legally bound. There's nothing that holds them to vote when the convention comes the way they say they're going to vote today. So I continue to believe that unless Kamala Harris demonstrates a sure-footedness on the campaign trail, unless she really shines as a candidate, unless the money keeps pouring in, and most importantly, unless she demonstrates in the polls that she runs a better race against Trump than Biden, which in the end, once things settle down here, I don't think will happen. I still think there is the very real potential that Barack Obama, who has specifically not endorsed her, could persuade Michelle Obama to come forward as their best and maybe last and only chance to beat Donald Trump. So just to go through this, I predicted the assassination attempt in 2018 in an interview with the New American Magazine. I predicted that Joe Biden would not stand for re-election. I also predicted that Kamala Harris would spend a short time as president. Still think that's a possibility. Yes, of course, I predicted in the end that they wouldn't nominate Michelle Obama. One other important thing I should say, Owen, and that is on July 6th, I predicted that Kamala Harris would select Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro for her running mate. I'll stand by that prediction, too. So far, I'm 2 for 4. We shall see.
Yeah, and I guess Shapiro is kind of maybe a move to make her campaign peer a little more to the center instead of the hard left where Harris really exists politically. Plus, Pennsylvania being a swing state, they obviously view that as very valuable votes in the Electoral College. Where we're standing right now, though, it's messy. How do they remove, let's say they want to remove Kamala Harris? I mean, this is going to be a messy thing. She's not going to want to let this go.
Well, but she doesn't have a lock on anything. Remember, nobody's voted for her. There's no primaries or caucuses to be negated. Okay, this is an open convention. So all that has to happen is one person has to nominate Michelle Obama. And trust me, Kamala Harris will be in the rearview mirror. It's a very open process. Interestingly enough, of all people, Black Lives Matter has demanded a national primary in which people actually are allowed to vote. Even they recommend that there's nothing democratic about this process. In other words, no one nominated and voted for Kamala Harris. If she became president, which I still think is unlikely, because I think Trump would beat her even if she is the nominee, she would be the second president of the United States that no one voted for. No one voted for Gerald Ford. Gerald Ford became president by becoming vice president by appointment. He was confirmed by the Senate and the House. Then Nixon resigned, and Ford rose to the presidency. So there's still a lot here in play. It's very valuable for the Democrats to get all of the media coverage about the attempted assassination of Trump's out of the media cycle, because every day we seem to find out more shocking facts. Today we learned from the FBI director that this man, Thomas Matthew Crooks, was investigating and researching Lee Harvey Oswald and what tactics he used, allegedly, to kill John F. Kennedy on November 22nd, 1963. That came out in FBI Director Christopher Wray's testimony today. But at a minimum, we know that the Secret Service knew for 62 minutes that there was a man with a gun on the location who had been seen using a rangefinder, and no one informed Trump, and they didn't evacuate President Trump. This is really beyond belief, but not surprising. I mean, having written extensively about the Kennedy assassination and having written a book about the deep state attempted takedown in the Russian collusion hoax, it's abundantly clear that the FBI, the Secret Service, the Central Intelligence Agency, even our military, they will do anything necessary to hold on to power.
Well, and Black Lives Matter, to their credit, not only complaining about there not being a single vote for Kamala Harris, they view her as a dirty cop. They view her as a dirty, nasty cop that threw a bunch of people in prison, specifically black men in prison, used them for indentured servitude, what was essentially enforced labor, and also for petty drug offenses like with marijuana that's now legal in California, while she would brag and laugh about inhaling marijuana smoke herself. So I think that she's got multiple problems there. You know, she is really high on herself right now, though. I mean, she's really high as a kite on herself. This is the position she wanted to be in. She might be second in arrogance only to Hillary Clinton. So, I mean, even if the Democrats want to remove her during the convention, doesn't it just get nastier from there? I mean, do you think she goes silently? I don't think she goes silently. This seems like a woman who will scratch and claw and scream if she's forced out.
Look, but there's nothing in her 2020 campaign or her performance of her duties as vice president that would indicate that she's prepared to run a strong campaign or that she knows what she's doing. I mean, her 2020 campaign was a dumpster fire. She got 1% of the African-American vote, 1%. She hasn't demonstrated as vice president any improvement in her, shall we say, communication skills. She literally doesn't make sense. It's interesting. She's burned through staff. When she's criticized for her weak performance in public, she blames the staff. But when you fire the staff, they start talking, and what you hear is she refuses to read anything. She refuses to be briefed. She refuses to study any issue before she talks about it because, well, she thinks she knows everything. Now, she's getting the big media buildup right now. Oh, she's the first woman. She's the first woman of color. There'll be a certain short-term halo in that regard. Plus, it has the added benefit of getting all of the vexing questions about the attempted assassination of Trump out of the news, which they're really desperate to do. And as I'm sure you saw, surprise, the Secret Service now tells Trump, don't go to any huge outside rallies.
That's right. Well, they say his rallies are too big to secure.
Right. I mean, look, takes us all the way back to the days of the pandemic, when they used the pandemic to end his rallies. The rallies are his signature campaign technique. It's how he dominates local news in all of those swing states, not to mention national news. I don't see him throwing in the towel on outdoor rallies. I think he's made it very clear he's not going to be intimidated. He's not going to back down. He's going to continue to be Donald Trump. He's going to continue to run a populist campaign that involves people. I understand Kamala Harris can't pull a crowd. We know Joe Biden couldn't pull a crowd.
Well, now hold on. Kamala Harris was able to fill a grade school gymnasium.
Correct.
I've seen yo-yo shows fill a grade school gymnasium.
Look, again, I think it goes back to watching Kamala Harris's performance as a candidate over more than one or two days. There's also very legitimate questions about this $100 million she allegedly raised. I saw an excellent video this morning of James O'Keefe. Just go to the doors of some of those donors who gave through Act Blue, and they'll tell you they have no idea what you're talking about. They haven't donated or they haven't donated to her. And it's now interesting at Act Blue, they've turned off the requirement to have the credit card being used match the mailing address of whoever allegedly owns it. They're doing this on purpose. So I think at least a major portion of the money that she's raising is just pure money laundering. It's not real. I saw them interview a woman who made $30,000 worth of contributions, which would have required her to make three contributions a day, every day for the last 6 months. And, of course, she had no idea what they were talking about.
Yeah, there's so many of these stories, as well as people that might only make like $30,000 a year, somehow donating hundreds of thousands of dollars to the Democrat Party. But, you know, as we sit here, there's something that you and that I and that Kamala Harris all have in common when it comes to the 2024 election. We all received the same amount of votes, and that's zero. None of us received a single vote. So we all have that in common, you know. And I guess I've seen the play, and I'm sure you've kind of seen the play here. How can the Democrats call themselves the party protecting democracy as they literally steal the votes from Joe Biden and they put up a candidate that didn't receive a single vote? Well, I think they're trying to distract from that, and they're going with the younger generation. She's hip. She's cool with the kids. They have these nicknames for her and everything else. Do you think it's a wise tactic? Do you think that it works, Roger?
Let me say this. I think that the way you beat her is staying focused on her responsibility for the Biden-Harris era policy. She was the border czar. Go back and look at Joe Biden's press conference before he shot the tubes, and he says, she's in charge of the border and she's doing a great job. Well, I think the families who had members who were killed by illegals in this country might disagree with that. So I feel strongly that attacking her personally, talking about her relationship with Willie Brown, who, by the way, happens to be a good friend of mine. So slut-shaming her or questioning her how intelligent she is, that is not the way to beat her. In fact, she'll play the victim, and liberals exceed at victimhood.
That's already happening. I agree. I'm already seeing that.
I mean, the way you beat her is to point out that she is part of this administration. So if you like gasoline prices, if you like how little you get from your dollar when you go to the grocery store, if you think we're not on the brink of World War III, and if you think that this, I think it's more than 10 million illegal migrant invasion of the country, which has caused a crime epidemic, a drug epidemic, and huge financial dislocation in states and counties and cities, well, she's responsible for all that. She's carrying the ball for an administration that's responsible for all that. Specifically, the border is her responsibility. Joe said it. So I think that is the way to beat them, as opposed to trying to vilify her on a personal level. It's just like attacking Donald Trump for, you know, because he looks orange is not going to defeat him.
So what do we know about the laws here in regards to if they do replace Harris? Let's say they go with Harris for the next month and then replace her at the convention in Chicago. Do they have a struggle to get on the ballot in Wisconsin, in Nevada, in Ohio? What do we know about that?
Well, every state is different to begin with. And, of course, Kamala Harris cannot be placed on the ballot until she's formally nominated, if she is nominated, on August 19th. So, but you do have some early states where it is an open question. So, and you name Wisconsin. In all honesty, I've heard it both ways. I've heard that it's too late to get Biden's name off the ballot. Others have said that there's a window under which they could do so. Nevada, I think it's almost definitely too late. But here's one of the keys, which is to say electors, electoral college electors are not bound by law. So if Kamala Harris is the Democrat candidate, but Biden's name is still on the ballot, Biden and Harris are still on the ballot in Nevada, then a voter who wanted to vote for Kamala Harris would have to vote for Biden with the understanding that the Biden electors in the Electoral College would vote for Kamala Harris. I wouldn't want to go through a whole campaign explaining that. I think that's very cumbersome for voters to understand. But I think there are as many as four states where ballot access is a problem for them. And at least three of those states are swing states. Within a few days here, relatively few days, Biden will be locked on the ballot in Georgia as well. So we shall see. Along with money, that's a vexing problem for the Democrats.
Well, and the only way by law, it's my understanding, and it kind of differs in each state, but the only way by law that you can actually put a new name on the ballot is if the candidate is deceased. And so, I mean, you know, that's a whole nother issue there. What do you make of the current problem the Democrats have is that nobody wants to run against Donald Trump? And so they're forced to put Kamala Harris up there. Of course, she takes it. She loves to. She probably wakes up every morning and looks at herself in the mirror and says, I'm going to be the first woman president, and gets a nice high from it, a nice rush. But like Newsom probably doesn't want against Trump. I mean, maybe if Michelle Obama did have political aspirations, she probably doesn't want against Trump. How much of the Democrat Party issue is that nobody that's actually a good candidate, a viable candidate, an electable candidate, doesn't want to run against Trump?
Well, I think it's a two-part question. First of all, they think this system, there are no laws involved here. This is all party rules, other than the laws governing ballot access. So I think many of them think that the process is rigged for Kamala, and so far that appears to be the case. Biden immediately reversed himself and endorsed her. The Chuck Schumer's endorsed her. Hakeem Jeffries has endorsed her. Nancy Pelosi has endorsed her. So all the major powers in the party, Bill and Hillary Clinton, who were deeply involved in the ouster of Biden, but they immediately endorsed her because Hillary, as I've said on the Alex Jones show, is still maneuvering for the possibility that she would be selected for vice president. And as I said then, If we elected a Harris-Clinton ticket and Kamala Harris did become president with Hillary as vice president, well, then Kamala Harris would need a food taster.
Yeah, more than a food taster. I would suggest she needs more Secret Service, maybe even than Donald Trump, if she had Hillary waiting in the wings behind her. That she might be the only person that wants to get back in this race to try to be the first female president not named Kamala Harris. So, okay, moving forward, Roger, what do you expect the next 104 days to be like? Can the Democrats even have a snap primary? We've already seen the craziest month maybe in American politics. It's not even September in an election year. What do you think comes next?
Well, first of all, I don't think they'll agree to this snap primary because it's not controllable. Everything now going forward has to be controllable from the Democrat big media cabal point of view. My guess is that after this little halo, this honeymoon that Kamala Harris goes through, that she'll be trailing Donald Trump in the polls by about the same margin that Biden was trailing him in the polls. But the race will continue to be very close. If she does take Shapiro, and I'm predicting yet again here today that she will take Governor Josh Shapiro, two things will happen. One, we need to have a very close look at the activities of state law enforcement in Pennsylvania outside the perimeter, because Josh Shapiro's appointed head of the the Pennsylvania State Police made a number of shocking admissions yesterday in the hearing. And therefore, I would argue that the lax security is at least partially the fault of Governor Shapiro. Also, his role in some of the election shenanigans in Pennsylvania in 2020 will be of less interest to the national media, but nonetheless will be a part of the mix here. We have to watch the polls carefully. They don't want to take a risk of losing this election. Biden, they concluded, could not possibly win. They're not certain that she can win. This is why it's important to figure out what Barack Obama is up to. He is like a viper laying in the grass with his sharp stiletto, just biding his time. He cannot afford to lose this election. Not that he has particular vulnerability, because under the Supreme Court's immunity decision, he would be immune from any prosecution. But many people around him, many people involved in the Russian collusion hoax, could conceivably have legal vulnerability. And by the way, I checked this morning. There is no statute of limitation on the charge of treason. Anybody who engaged in treason and who a grand jury determines has engaged in treason could be charged any time after that crime took place. So there's a palpable fear among many in Obama's immediate circle. If I were Jake Sullivan, for example, the current national security advisor, up to his teaster in the Russian collusion hoax, according to John Durham's report, I'd be very, very concerned about making sure that some friendly Democrat wins the next election.
Yeah, for their own protection. All right, quickly, Roger, if you're Trump, would you debate Kamala Harris? I made the comparison. It's like beating up a midget. Even if you win, you look like the bad guy.
No, I think he has to. He has to debate her. I think it's all opportunity and very little downside. There's no demonstration that she's not demonstrated that she can handle herself in a debate. Just go back and look at the way Tulsi Gabbard absolutely, positively annihilated her in the 2020 debates. That clip is golden, really worth watching. So, but look, debates are a part, particularly in the general election, debates are a part of our political culture. Trump should debate her early and often because I think she will come off very poorly in a debate. It will also take the wind out of all of this. Oh, she's cool, she's hip, she's the first woman, she's a woman of color and all that nonsense. It will also take the edge off the whole, well, I'm the prosecutor and you're the felon. No, you're the hypocrite and he's a hero who escaped an attempt on his life put together by the deep state.
That's Roger Stone, StoneZone.com, a man on the move. Godspeed, Roger.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Owen.
We'll talk again soon. All right, folks, don't go anywhere. We've got the Trump rally coming up next. Live coverage extended right here.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. And in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Infowars.com/show